Yeah, indeed. If your kids are leaving the house looking like that, what are you doing about it? Frances Gilbert, lovely to talk to you. A teacher and author of I'm a Teacher, Get Me Out of Here. I have to say, fully agree there. Really agree with the head teacher clamping down on any flouting of the uniform rules. But you're right to criticise the girls who are overweight for wearing the wrong sorts of clothes. Is that her business? You would argue not. Talking of flouting the rules, I'm now joined by Mr. John Holmes. I bet you were naughty at school about school uniforms.
Well, do you know, I was just listening to that, and I remember one incident. They had a really big thing. When I was at school in the 80s, that's right, there was the fashion, right, for, I don't know why, white toweling socks. Not sport, but all down.
Oh, yes.
Remember that?
With black shoes and black trousers.
Exactly that. Yeah,
great
yeah.
look.
And, of course, that wasn't part of the uniform. So they, and we were told to take them off. But, of course, one was that my friends, we just sort of took our socks off and had bare ankles, which is fine. And then they got wise to that. And then we put some trousers that were different and they'd take them off. In the end, we were basically walking around in our pants just because we thought it
enough.
Was funny.
But I've always thought that was the thing about the school. If you just need to, it is part of your job as a teenager to try to flout the rules,
of course.
It's part of the adult's job to stop you, and it's part of the game of being a teenager.
It was what we grow up being people about. It's what you have
Did
to
you
do.
Did you have the more strap than gap rule? I remember this so vividly. When we had school sandals, the rule was you can wear any school sandals as long as there was more strap than gap.
Right. But they're not
How
sandals then,
that?
That's a shoe.
That was my view.
Yeah.
I mentioned it to this day, whenever I buy sandals, I'm like, it's got less strap than gap, so up yours. I'm winning now. We've only got a couple of seconds. What's coming up on your show?
Oh, we're giving away some meat in a game of band or crap name of celebrity's pet. We're celebrating Johnny Depp's crap dog name.
Can I just say, I've tried so hard to care about Johnny Depp's wife's dogs, but I really, really don't. But
no one does.
No, I don't even think Johnny Depp and his wife do, frankly. I really don't get it. But anyway, the time is 12:58. John Holmes is with you in just a couple of moments.
Correct.
I'm done for another day. I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Soups, sauces, souffles and marinades aren't a match for diamond paint by Dulux Trade. When food is flung on my walls, then no stains are made. Oh, I could kiss my decorator.
With new stain repellent technology in Diamond Paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
The nation decides! Is it red sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created two tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours, but only one must prevail. Try our red sauce and brown sauce snacks today and vote for your favourite flavour, bagging the chance to packet a whopping £10,000. The Great British Battle of the Sauces, red versus brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips. Find us on Facebook and vote now.
Over the last 2 years, I've learned that I'm quite determined. And I thought I was. And I've learned that I actually like learning. I've learned that I can concentrate even when the kids are arguing. I've learned that I'm more ambitious.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
News just in. You could win a trip to the Rio 2016 Olympic Games with Visa Contactless. Every time you touch and pay for anything up to £30 with Visa Contactless, simply enter online and you'll be in with a chance of winning. So whether you're buying chinos or your morning cappuccino, go cash-free and follow Team GB with pride at Rio 2016. Enter today at visa.co.uk/cashfree. Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need. Visa, worldwide sponsor of the Olympic Games. T's and C's apply. 18s and over. Ends June 5th, 2016. See website for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
So, good afternoon then. It is 1 o'clock. I am John Holmes and Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, claims the UK could thrive outside the EU. Doctors make an offer to avoid striking and drones are banned for Obama.
Talk Radio.
The Vote Leave campaign has been outlining what they claim are the benefits of the UK exiting the European Union. Tory Cabinet Minister Michael Gove insists the government could limit EU migration, reduce red tape and also dismiss claims that trade would suffer. He says the Remain campaign is trying to make people fear leaving Europe.
And if we dare to assert ourselves, then all the terrors of the earth will be unleashed upon our head. It treats people, I'm afraid, like children. Unfit to be trusted and easily scared by ghost stories.
The British Medical Association says it will call off next week's strike if the Health Secretary removes his threat to impose a new contract. Junior doctors are scheduled to stage a full walkout on Tuesday and Wednesday. During other strikes, they have provided emergency care. Yesterday, Jeremy Hunt said there'd be no retreat on imposing a new contract. Cold case detectives have arrested a man in his 30s on suspicion of murdering a six-year-old boy more than two decades ago. Ricky Neave's naked body was found in woodland in Peterborough in November 1990. A post-mortem examination found he'd been strangled. Teachers are being accused of not doing anything about sexual bullying. MPs are now going to start the first ever investigation into the scale of harassment and sexual violence in schools. There are now calls to make sex education mandatory. Vonda Vyporska from the ATL Teaching Union says the issue is getting out of hand.
Unfortunately, we're hearing about cases where the horse has already bolted and people are having to react to horrific assaults and cultures of corridor gropings in our schools.
A man has been jailed for 9 years for repeatedly battering another paintball player with one of the game's guns. 22-year-old Nathan Jones admitted the attack, which left his victim in hospital for several weeks with serious head injuries. Drones have been banned from large parts of London while the US President and First Lady visit. Barack and Michelle Obama arrive on Thursday, just days after a pilot reported an unmanned aircraft hitting his plane while landing at Heathrow. And Aston Villa have suspended Gabby Agbonlahor after he was pictured with canisters of the legal high known as laughing gas. A tabloid newspaper claims he was out partying just hours after the club were relegated from the Premier League.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A fine and bright day for most with some sunny spells, feeling mild with highs of 11 degrees.
11 degrees.
Hi, John. Hi. That's all the weather.
That's all the weather. All right.
Yep.
Yep. 3 minutes past one. Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio. That's Victoria with the news. Here's some sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. Savan Bilic, the West Ham boss, has called on the FA to give more help to referees.
Yeah.
John Moss has been slammed for a controversial performance during the Hammers game at Leicester on Sunday.
Moss.
In which he gave two penalties and sent off Jamie Vardy. Bilic, though, says he does feel for Moss.
Yeah.
It's close to make or break for Newcastle tonight as their relegation battle continues in the Barclays Premier League. They'll move out of the drop zone with a win at home to Manchester City. But defeat would leave them 3 points off safety with no more games in hand. Boss Rafa Benitez.
We can do it. They are really focused. Really? I think that they can handle the pressure.
Yeah,
and if at least if you feel a little bit the anxiety, all you have to do is to run, to fight and give everything on the pitch.
There's a full programme of Sky Bet Championship football this evening with top going to second as Burnley host Middlesbrough.
Whatever.
At the bottom, Charlton and MK Dons could both go down this evening. It's a similar story in League One for Colchester and York in
First
League
time it's ever
Two.
To you.
And Ronnie O'Sullivan's been given a formal warning after neglecting his media duties following his first round win over David Gilbert at the World Snooker Championship. World Snooker says O'Sullivan will be fined if he does it again.
Yeah.
That's your latest sport.
Thank you.
Powered by Talk Sport.
Great.
Talk Radio.
We used to be high street estate agents, but now we're Purple Bricks. So out goes the commission, and in come the local property experts. Out go the office working hours, and in comes the 24/7. And out go the flashy socks, and in comes the... Hang on. Don't make me lose the socks, Kenny.
Sell your property and you could save thousands with Purple Bricks.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
I am John Holmes. Good afternoon. Here's where we simplify the news in the afternoon.
Let's not forget about Nick Clegg.
What's on the show, Michael? At hospitals and schools in the Middle East. Now, though, it is time to listen to drunk people.
The Michael McIntyre Big Show!
It's coming up to a time. We are giving away a free Plinz, and by the end of the day, who would have thought that the Express would come down on that side?
Yeah.
It was okay.
Is it, though? Because that sounds barbaric.
Separate.
That Middle England is suffering of the Japanese poets. We're putting the Thai industry out of work here. This is breaking news. The town of Ilkley, where Alan Titchmarsh was created.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power.
comes no responsibility.
There. Talk Radio. When I am mounted on a giant twist of my fabric of nature.
Here we go. So good afternoon then, and hello, as once more we cry havoc and let slip the dogs of Johnny Depp. I am John Holmes, and this is your Talk Radio afternoon thing, an afternoon delight, if you will, and I use the term delight erroneously. That said, it is time to disrobe, to cast off the shackles of what you think afternoon radio should be, and up your game, for great audio riches await he or she or hermaphrodite that hangs around here until about 4 o'clock. And by great audio riches, I mean no audio riches. Think of this show, this program, as, yes, it's like Johnny Depp's Dogs in Australia. It's probably not welcome, but we'll explain it away with an awkward forced apology. Talk Radio is a wonderful island with a treasure trove of amazing popular presenters such as Ian Lee and Jake Yap and Sam Delaney. Paul Ross and Julia Hartley Brewer are on too.
It has to be protected.
Talk Radio is free of the many pests and diseases that are commonplace around the world. Although we do have Paul Ross and Julia Hartley Brewer.
It has to be protected.
And that's why Talk Radio has such strong biodiversity laws.
It has to be protected.
And I am truly sorry that Paul Ross and Julia Hartley Brewer were not declared. Protecting Talk Radio is important.
It has to be protected.
Decline, declare everything when you enter Paul Ross or Julia Hartley Brewer. Thank you. That Johnny Depp film, by the way, was mental, wasn't it? Did you see that Johnny Depp apology?
No,
have you not
seen it?
Have you seen it, Victoria?
I have.
It's the weird. I've honestly seen cheerier ISIS beheading videos. It's the weirdest thing. Anyway, I expect you're wondering what's coming up on today's one. Well, let me tell you, there'll be another inductee into the Lonely Lunch Club shortly. Are you dining alone, crying into a bag of prawn cocktail skips while chewing on a disappointing baguette that looked okay on the shelf but isn't? And skips are actually horrible, of course. They taste like someone's taken a bit of that packaging polystyrene and rubbed it on a fish. But if you'd like a lunchtime friend, look no further than us and get in touch for both a chit and a chat about anything you like. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use at Talk Radio.
It has to be protected.
Headline hijack also on the way. Plus, work experience punditry today. Student Aiden brings in some more of his god-awful music. There's a roundup of lazy PR. The diversity paper review, it'll be marked today. He's a brown one. He's part of our commitment to diversity. There's the Talk Radio afternoon eargasm. Two opposing songs mashed up to create something quite remarkable. Your chance to win some meat as well this afternoon in a Johnny Depp and Amber Heard celebrating game of band or crap name of celebrity pet. Plus, if you're an unsigned band, do you want some national radio airplay? Send us your best tune. It could be part of this week's 20-second showcase, where we play the first 20 seconds of a song we've been sent without listening to it first. And we'll do that at the optimum time for discovering new music, which is what time are we doing that, Cornelius? You literally don't know.
No.
Fine. Whatever that time is, it is the optimum time for discovering new music on a speech-based...
It says 14:48 on my paper.
Speech-based radio station. Ginger Dave is off today. No student is safe. Asprod Cass is there. Hello. Asprod Cass is there for prodding rather than ass prodding. Marta is on button duty today. Hello, Marta. Victoria, no one's talking to me today. Victoria is alive with the sound of news.
So alive.
Okay, paid intern Cornelius is naming the Celebrity Injunction couple.
No, I am not.
Worth a try. I am John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio in the afternoon, by and from Talk Radio on Talk Radio.
It has to be protected.
So, 1:10 then. Hello and welcome. It is Talk Radio on an afternoon, of course, Tuesday. I am John Holmes. Let's start with some music.
So
is the noise of super furry animals rings around the world. And as Talk Radio's head of music, I've chosen to play that. By all means, feel free to ask me why I've chosen to play that. So you can ask me why, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use at Talk Radio on
start your message on Twitter.
Facebook.
Start your Facebook. Talk.
You might want to know why I'm playing it. Listen to that noise.
Is it someone on a phone?
Ah.
Good.
Getting warmer.
So phones must be in the news.
Correct.
It's
the big story that everyone is talking about. It's not hacking.
Has a phone escaped from an aquarium?
No.
Has a phone been weaponized into cheese?
No.
I can't think, because that's what we normally do on
this show. Yes, I know, but no, it's not that, it's this, it's that, I've got it here, listen to this shocking headline that everyone, the nation is talking about today. You ready for this? Smartphones are causing South Korean children to go cross-eyed.
I am shocked.
Yes, and speaking as a cross-eyed man yourself...
I'm not cross-eyed.
No, you're the opposite of cross-eyed, actually. Because, anyway, we'll get to that. But listen to this. Excessive use of smartphones by children in South Korea is causing them to become cross-eyed. Doctors at Chonam National University Hospital have identified a link between mobile phones and convergent strabismus, which is one of the Divergent series of films.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is also a condition that sees a patient's eyes gradually moving inwards until the person is eventually cross-eyed. Well, you don't make that sound, because you're gradually moving
inwards.
Well, not
so their eyes just go back into their skull.
No, you massive dong. I mean.
Come on now, don't be that insulting.
Well, he deserves it. Look, I mean, you know, I don't mean they're pushing backwards into your skull.
I mean
they're turning in, they're looking in.
Oh, so when, like when you look at your nose, sort of.
Yes, yeah. Sort of, yeah, but you find that very... Actually, will you do that again? That's weird, because that's the only time your eyes go normal. Because your eyes, as we know... Both look outwards in different directions, as though you've got one of Gary Barlow's ones.
You know,
a hammerhead shark.
Yes, thank you, Cass. You're like a hammerhead shark, but with Russell Howard's eyes. One of Russell Howard's eyes and one of Gary Barlow's eyes.
And the hair of a Brillo pad.
Yes, spooned out of their skull and pushed into the skull of a hammerhead shark and put on your shoulders with a Brillo pad strapped to your skull as well. And that's you. However, I can see why... when you do the look at the nose thing, your eyes go to the middle and normal. That's absolutely... Anyway, so this is the big story we're discussing, okay? So, because this is... often it's a genetic condition, but it's actually occurring in real time in South Korea to children because they're spending too much time on smartphones. And this is just... And I've been researching it, as you'd imagine.
That's why you're wearing that white lab coat,
yes,
isn't it?
Yeah, I have been... No, there's another reason for that, I'm not telling you. I have been researching this story, and it's the tip of the iceberg, right? It's the tip of the evolutionary body change iceberg, let me tell you. And so, we need to talk about this some more and discuss it in an adult, grown-up fashion, which is why Cass... Hi, Cass. Ask Prod Cass.
Hello again.
Today, promoted to Prod.
Is that because of the exams that I did yesterday?
No, because you haven't had the results of those yet, of course, so we don't know. It's just because Dave's off.
Interfering
with the student.
Of course.
What we need is, as you know now, is a guest of some kind.
An optician?
An evolutionary biologist?
An optician?
No, an evolutionary biologist. Or optician... if you like. I need someone to talk about eyes and gadgets, because this story, Cass, can't be ignored.
No, it can't. It is very serious.
You're right.
I'm concerned right now.
Exactly. So, is that all right?
Yeah.
Fine. So, Cass is going to find us a guest of some kind. We're going to sit here while the adverts are on.
Yeah, we're going to just sit here.
Yeah, remind us where the trade go.
Yeah, I keep forgetting.
Yeah. Selka.
Oh, yeah.
And in a moment, we'll be back to talk about South Korean cross-eyed children on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
5 minutes. The time it takes to fill a crack in the wall. The time it takes to change the washer on a tap. The time it takes to make a cuppa. And the time it takes to use Screwfix's speedy 5-minute click and collect service. Order online and just 5 minutes later it's ready to collect from your chosen store. We have over 460 nationwide, so there's bound to be one nearby. Click and collect in 5 minutes. One more reason why those in the know Screwfix.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding.
Oh, you! Get out the back of me van!
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Now even more impressive with free sat-nav, parking sensors and air conditioning. Retail customers only. Order by June 30th. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See your Vauxhall retailer for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's problems to the east of Carlisle. Both sides of the A69 through Heyton are blocked near the A689 for the recovery of an overturned vehicle. In Stafford, the A34 Cannock Road has been closed in both directions between Old Croft Road and Sawpit Lane. That's on the route between Stafford and Cannock. Guildford's A3 is struggling south towards a breakdown near Hogg's Back. There's queues through Stony Cross in Hampshire on the A31 because of barrier repairs east at the Emery downturn. And there's still queues on the eastbound M4 in Bridgend past an overturned vehicle near Junction 35. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different.
Now, I'm with you from 6 in the morning till 10, 5 days a week, 20 hours, and I'd love the pleasure of your company, but I'm a realist. Although it's disappointing, maybe you can't catch me for 20 hours a week, but you can pick up my best bits via our podcast. Just go to talkradio.co.uk and download the best of the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. Glory be to Pod.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast,
tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
All right then, it's 20 past one on a Tuesday afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, just ahead of talking to an expert, a guest spurt, let's find out how you've been reacting this afternoon. As you know, you can react at Talk Radio 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And what reactions have you got coming in, Cornelius?
Ban all sex offenders has come in. And also, children show me in their playful smiles the divine in everyone. This simple goodness shines straight from their hearts and only ask to be loved. And that's from Michael Jackson.
Thanks very much. Okay then, it's 20 past one now, and if you were listening a bit ago, you'll know we were talking about the big story that everybody is talking about this afternoon. So the headline, smartphones causing South Korean children to go cross-eyed. This is a study by doctors at an almost unpronounceable university hospital in Seoul. And there's a link between the overuse of mobile phones and convergent strabismus, which is both one of the Divergent series of films and a Harry Potter spell. So on the phone now should be someone that Asprod Cass has booked to talk about this. And I'm expecting an evolutionary biologist. Let's see if that's what I'm getting. Cass.
Hello.
Who am I getting?
You are getting an expert.
Oh.
That's what I want.
In technology.
That's not what I want.
His name's Chris.
Could you not get me an evolutionary biologist?
Nobody was in. There was one guy going out to catch a plane and another guy who was doing a lecture. These are professional, busy people. They don't have time for your silliness and nonsense.
Right, let's talk to some bloke from a gadget magazine then instead. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you for asking. Now, Chris, I'm glad you're on the phone. Do you know anything about evolutionary biology, first of all?
Not too much.
Okay, fine.
I'm an expert.
It's all right, we'll skim over that bit. Well, look, this is the story. So there are children here in Korea, South Korea, specifically South Korea.
Right. Did you drop your paper there?
Yeah. Specifically South Korea, who have gone cross-eyed due to overuse of smartphones. Are smartphones dangerous, Chris?
I would say they're dangerous with excessive use.
Yes.
So,
like anything, like
anything
heroin.
More than... exactly. Yeah. Anything more than kind of 5-6 hours a day, you're looking at some health issues for your eyes.
You're looking at them slightly cross-eyed as well. I mean, is this a... Let's go back. I want to take you back, Chris, because you're a gadget expert. I want to just take you back now to... I mean, I don't know how old you are, Chris, and you probably don't remember, but children in the 1970s, many people listening will remember this, children in the 1970s, a whole load of them were born fizzy, right? And the, and the reason for that, okay, and you'll have heard about the story, certainly, soda streams, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So absolutely. What was popular gadget in the 70s, Chris? Soda streams, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So, what happened was, of course, you got them in almost every home. People would buy soda streams without thinking about them. They'd use them willy, and not just willy, but also nilly. Mm. And they were in every kitchen, in every house in the 1970s. And what happened? A whole load of children, after that, were born fizzy. And they would come out of their mothers in a variety of flavours. You've read it. You know,
yeah,
you've read this, right?
It's horrible.
Some were born fizzy. Others, more unfortunate, were born flat.
Yeah.
Children were born cola-flavoured. Back in about 1976, the big cola flavour scandal.
Yes.
Where children were born cola flavoured because of these soda streams that were in the kitchens. And, you know, you tasted the children and they tasted nothing like cola. And, Chris, I mean, this is a... You know, so technology can harm humans, can't it, Chris?
Definitely. That you see, just by your example that you gave, it shows that the excessive use that has a long-lasting effect.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there were kids, you remember when there was that craze of giving birth to a pale child, but then adding colour afterwards? Just like with the soda stream.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
You could,
and that's why blue children exist today. That's
where the Smurfs come from, yeah.
And do you remember that? That's another story, actually, Chris. You'll remember this. I mean, Chris, do washing machines count as gadgets these days?
Not in my personal expert opinion, no.
Right.
I wouldn't count that as a gadget.
Right. All right, well, bear with me. Right, because washing machines in the... And this was in the... I think it was in the early 80s, actually, when they introduced... you know remote tribes? You know, Chris, indigenous remote tribes? Yeah. Well, you know, they don't understand gadgets, do they, Chris? I mean, you know,
at all.
No, you'd be worshipped as a god, Chris, if you were taken to an indigenous tribe with your gadgets, right? But in the 80s, they experimented by taking washing machines in, just dropping them into tribes in remote parts of the Amazon.
Yeah, dropping them,
And after... And it was an experiment, but after about 3 years... and, Chris, you'll remember this. The children in the Amazon tribes were being born without stomachs, and instead there was just washing machine drums,
yeah. With a glass door sort of thing.
Yes.
Yeah, really weird.
Which is where they got the idea for the Teletubbies, actually.
Yeah,
but, you remember that. But,
yeah.
But the... But you could see the food going round inside.
Yeah, it was on a spin cycle sort of.
Well, kind of.
Thing,
I mean, it wasn't really a spin cycle because it wasn't actually washing. It was just a churning of a drum, of a stomach drum, a stum, and they, you know, and those children. I mean, those children didn't last into adulthood because you can't go round trying to digest food with the insides of a washing machine. Another example. This is happening now. I mean, have you ever, for your magazine, Chris, have you ever reviewed a spiralizer?
No, I haven't.
You know what a spiralizer is, though? You know what they are, the kitchen gadgets.
Yeah, I know what they are.
Yeah. And what do you make of children now? I mean, I'm talking in 2016, Chris. Children being born with spiralizers instead of hands.
Well, again, this is the problem with our human need to use everything excessively.
Yes.
It's having a long-lasting effect on humanity.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, what's your advice, Chris?
Use everything in proportion.
Yeah. All gadgets.
All gadgets.
Yeah. All of
them. I've got a report here that says that the first generation of Nutribullet-shaped babies will be born by 2018.
Jesus.
Because of them being... I know.
Me.
And that isn't it? Well, me either. It doesn't surprise me either. Well,
doctors are prescribing tablets now.
Yeah, they are. Well, the good news, I mean, actually, there's two camps on this. One says that Nutribullet-shaped babies are a bad thing, but a lot of mothers are saying, good, they'll come out easier.
Yeah,
so, you know, every womb has a silver lining.
Yeah, so
that's not biologically accurate. don't forget as well, they're a knack.
Kat loves when we talk about wombs on the show.
There are babies that can stream Netflix.
Yeah,
in America.
Yeah, yeah. 4G enabled toddlers.
Yeah, exactly. Now, which is why and this is controversial. Chris, have you heard about this? So there's children being born with Wi-Fi connectivity and 4G enabled children, toddlers and school children now primary school age, and they're being used as hotspots.
Yeah, yeah.
By people, Chris. Are you aware of this?
Yeah, I am. I've been trying to get a hold of one myself to write a review on.
Yeah. Yeah, well, no, you see some weird-looking people hanging around playgrounds. Mm. They're not doing what you think.
No.
They're just using the Wi-Fi on the kids.
Yeah, trying to get on Twitter.
Yeah, that's all they're doing. They're just trying to log on.
Yeah.
Log on using the children as a hotspot. I mean, all of this is, you know, and also, by the way, it's in South Korea. And what's is there a problem with overuse of smartphones in Korea, Chris?
Yeah, there seems to be a more of an addictive personality when it comes to playing games on your iPhone. And the West is pretty bad, but I think we're more aware of the side effect.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it is a problem. I mean, this is South Korea, of course, and we've just heard that Kim Jong-un has declared that South Korean children's faces must be given half over to North Korea now. So one of the children's eyes shall be owned by South Korea, looking in one direction, and the other one, looking in the other direction, will be owned by North Korea, which kind of makes the bridge of people's noses very much a no-man's land. And this is exactly what it leads to, is that now North Korea is threatening to put mines in the bridge of children's noses.
Wow.
I know. And this is all because of this story, isn't it? Boss-eyed stars are pledging support. Gary Barlow, Russell Howard said he's very anti.
Comedy benefit.
Yeah, he is to stop the laying of mines in children's noses. I mean, Chris, is this a world we want to live in? Chris, I ask you that question finally. Is it a world we want to live in?
No, it's just a dark hole that we're going into in North Korea, and it really needs to be stopped.
Yeah,
terrible what they're doing.
Yeah. That's Chris, he's from a Gadget magazine. Chris, thanks very much for talking to us this afternoon on Talk Radio about this very important story. I'm John Holmes, it's 1:30. If you want to react to that story, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you want, Dave's not in today.
We're on, Facebook.
Facebook.com.
Yeah. Right, it's 1:30, Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The Justice Secretary has given a speech saying the UK economy could thrive outside the European Union. Michael Gove insists Britain would become part of a European free trade zone in case of a Brexit in June's referendum. But Conservative MP Damian Collins has told Talk Radio it's better to stay in.
It's also unlikely that any new deals we would strike separately would be better than the ones we get as part of the single market bloc. And the reason for that is when the EU negotiates with major economies like China and India, it's doing so on the basis of representing a consumer market of 500 million people, the biggest in the world. The sort of deals you can get with that scale are better than the deals that any one country could get.
Junior doctors in England say they've made a clear offer to call off next week's strike as long as new contracts aren't imposed. The British Medical Association's threatened members will walk out next Tuesday, including those who provide emergency care. Police are questioning a man in his 30s on suspicion of murdering a boy more than 20 years ago. Ricky Neve was just 6 when he went missing from his home in Peterborough. He was found strangled the following day. For the first time ever, the scale of sexual violence and bullying in schools is going to be investigated. A group of MPs is concerned teachers sweep the issues under the carpet. And Richard Wilson is bringing back his One Foot in the Grave character, Victor Meldrew. The angry pensioner will return.
I don't believe it.
Thanks, John, it's true. The angry pensioner will return for a show at the Edinburgh Festival. The weather, a fine and bright day for most of some sunny
spells. I don't believe it.
Feeling mild with highs of 11 degrees is more in half an hour.
Don't believe it.
Yeah, you're so funny.
132 to Talk Radio.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout. A stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No. It's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortar board to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right, there's a good deal of reaction coming in, as you'd expect. Jean Flambe just writes, 4G-enabled toddlers and teletummied Amazonian children, the madness has to stop. And I think a lot of people are echoing that sentiment this afternoon. What are the reactions have you got coming in, Cornelius?
Gary says, we had similar problems in the 1970s, thanks to Ronco Buttoneer.
Oh, yeah, the Ronco Buttoneer.
Yeah, thanks to that, most of my school friends were pearly kings and queens.
Yeah, it is a problem. If you've got a reaction this afternoon, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can...
on Twitter.
Right then, so earlier on, because I played Super Furry Animals and Ring Ring, rings around the world, Super Furry Animals, of course, my mind idly wandered towards animals and music. It just, like that. And I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to do that as a text in today. Very soon. I have no reason for it other than that Super Furry, I played Super Furry Animals. And so I thought, oh, animals and music, that'll do. I've done that before, that'll do. That'll do as a text in, I thought, you know, proving the amount of work that goes on behind the scenes into this programme. So that's what we're going to do this afternoon. We're going to plate spin that through the... through to 4 o'clock, animals and music. Animals and music. Shall I give you an example?
Yes, please.
Curtis Tigers.
Yeah, that's good.
Because it's Curtis... It's Tigers.
Yeah.
Is the band.
Yeah, yeah.
And a tiger.
Tiger. What's a tiger?
It's an animal.
The band.
It's an animal.
Oh, yeah!
So I linked the two
from Frosties. Yeah.
He's up there with Leopard Cohen.
Yeah, that's good.
See? Yeah, good. Jerbil Withers. What have you got?
I have got Massive a Yak.
Massive a Yak.
Yeah.
Good,
Kanye Pest.
Yes.
And Polar Bear Nutini.
Yes. Ronan Parakeeting.
That's good.
Koala Shaker.
Oh, yeah.
Koala Shaker.
That's really good. Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin.
But if you'd said that in the first place, I would have understood it.
I had to say P for some reason in that. Led Zeppelin.
Owl Green.
Oh, I didn't get that.
The lines are open for those. Animal and music this afternoon. 87222 if you'd like to send them
with the word talk.
Or you can thing with the, you know, the thing. Right then. Just about 23 minutes to go before 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, if you're a regular listener to Talk Radio in the afternoons, you will know that 2 o'clock is the home of Headline Hijack. Out of Victoria's mouth will come the news, as usual, but there will be a made-up lie in there, and I'd very much like... I invite you cordially to make that lie up yourself. Get it to us on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Yep. Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Yes.
Headline Hijack. Why? I'll tell you why. Because we know from research that a lot of people have popped out for lunch. They come back to their desks and places of work and so on and so forth. At 2 o'clock, switch the radio back on, hear the news, believe it to be true because they don't hear this bit and don't know that they're going to go about the rest of their day believing a lie supplied by you. We call it Headline Hijack. What have you got? Cornelius.
A leftover from yesterday from Dean. He says that scientists have been conducting experiments to discover what exactly forms a lad. So far, they have discovered that a lad consists of 14% cider, 23% cheeky Nando's, and 16% having a mad one. And the rest, and the remaining 47% is yet to be found.
Johnny Depp's dogs have now been granted visas to enter Australia.
Ah, finally.
It's thought that the dogs, who are called Pistol and Boo, are being considered for the Australian version of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah, yeah.
And doesn't it come from Australia anyway?
So no, it's South Africa for their one.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't realize Freddie Flintoff won it last year.
Okay, fine. Anyway, that's... that's the dogs going into. In fact, there'd probably be. It wouldn't surprise me if there would be a pet special of it. You know, that's got to be the next thing.
And after, what would they eat though? Because they eat anything.
Yes.
In like the eating trials, they normally eat like bugs and stuff. Yeah. So if there's an animal,
do dogs eat bugs?
No, but it wouldn't be because it'd just be an animal eating animal. They should have to eat human.
All right, fine. Well, okay. Here's what we do. Right, we get. No, it's normally like a kangaroo's anus, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right? So I think what we do is, right, we, on the pet version of I'm a Celebrity, so we need some celebrity pets. So we've got Pistol and Boo.
Yeah.
We've got...
Wellard.
Wellard.
Wellard's in.
From EastEnders. Bubbles, Michael Jackson's old chimp.
Yeah. Nemo.
Yes, Nemo. The new bear from the bear from The Revenant.
Yeah.
Right. The bear from The Jungle Book.
Yeah, Baloo.
If you like, bless you. And I can't think of another celebrity pet. However,
BJ and the bear, sure.
BJ the chimpanzee, of course. But from
I can't believe you forgot
from
that.
BJ and the bear, of course. Well, anyway, they're in the jungle,
yeah.
Right? And they have to eat Ant and Dec's anuses. So what you do is, hey, it's only fair. Think about it the other way around.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you, okay, no, actually that's, no. So what you do, right, you get Ant and Dec.
Yeah.
And, which is the one with the forehead?
Ant. Right. Well, they're both, really.
No, but the one with the...
Yeah, Ant's the Ant, one
right,
on
so
the
you
left.
Get, okay, fine. So his anus,
yeah.
Right, on a table in front of Pistol and Boo and Nemo.
Yeah.
And the bear from The Revenant. Right,
and sprinkle it into Nemo's tank.
Yes, and you've got Ant's anus and Dec's witchetry grub, and he has to put that in the mouth of the bear, like David Cameron at that party. And that's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here pet version, which I have now pitched. To tell, if you work for television and you're listening, you can have that. shall we meet a lonely lunch person?
Yes, please.
I think we probably should. The lines are open for Headline Hijack, by the way.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Right, 20 minutes to 2 o'clock, and this is where, if you are lunching alone, lonelily, you're right, Cornelius?
Yeah, just a bit coughing.
Okay. We'd like to hear from you. 87222 if you're lunching.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word lunch.
So we can find you for Lonely Lunch Club. Get on the list. Join the growing band of lonely lunchers as we... as we help those people who are lunching alone. Now, if you are, for whatever reason, maybe you've been shunned by your colleagues, maybe you've shunned colleagues. It doesn't matter. The reason's fine. It doesn't matter the reason. But if you're alone, allow us to be your friend for the next few minutes, helping you through your lonely lunchtime. I think we have a lonely lunch caller on the telephone now. Hello, who is that?
Hi, my name's Anthony from Nottingham. I'm lunching alone. So lonely here.
Anthony. Poor Anthony. Nottingham. All lonely in Nottingham, isn't he? So, what do you do in Nottingham, Anthony?
So I study broadcast journalism, so it's really fun.
Right.
Exciting. Yeah.
I'm not going to learn anything around here, but have you heard, Victoria? Why are you lunching alone? Why are you lunching alone, then? Is it...
I'm just really disgusting when I eat. I'm eating a tuna melt panini, and you just wouldn't want to witness it, to be honest. It's going everywhere.
Are you a messy eater, Anthony?
I am a messy eater. Oh, it just goes all over my face.
Have you got panini on your face, have you?
I do. I'm just not that good at swallowing.
No?
No.
Sounds like you would be. Where are you eating? Where are you eating your lunch?
I'm just in, like, the canteen, but...
Oh, is it an empty canteen?
It's an empty canteen. Like, everyone else has had their lunch,
yes.
And I've had to have it later because I'm just unprepared with my day.
Right.
And I'm disgusting. So that's pretty much why I'm eating alone.
Okay. I mean, do you eat alone every day, Anthony?
No, I'm more of a social person. Oh. And this kind of sucks right now.
Okay. Aww. Well, in that case, allow us to help. That's what we're here for, Anthony. Welcome to the Lonely Lunch Club, which we aim to make fewer lonely. So, as you know, as a regular listener, you know you can chit and also chat, Anthony, about anything you like. We can do TV last night. We can do relationships, sympathy.
We're not doing relationships, mate.
Okay, fine. We'll stay away from that. Sorry, but the thing is, it's your agenda. You can chit and chat about whatever you wish, and we will be your virtual colleagues and join in politely, as is the colleague's way. What would you like to talk about, Anthony?
I suppose I'd like to talk about the 21st. It's coming up. It should be a fun time. It'll be very Geordie Shore. I've got, like, a party limo and everything.
Have you?
So that should, yeah. So just going to start off with a few nice swanky cocktails and then go for a drive round.
Yeah.
Terrorising everyone at the bus stops.
Good.
Because, you know, anything to get you jollies. Then I will be meeting everyone else and we'll be going off and just having a great time.
When's this happening, Anthony? When's your birthday?
It's about 2 weeks away now.
2 weeks away. Okay.
When you say you'll be meeting everyone else, are you in the limousine on your own just shouting at bus stops?
Oh, well, no, because there's no tuna melt paninis in sight, so it will be me and about 15 other friends.
Okay.
And then we'll all be going in there, and then afterwards we'll be meeting about 30 other people.
Right.
So I'm not usually lonely.
You're very popular.
I fully accept that. I know, but that's fine. It's Lonely Lunch Club is the point. Can you fit 15 people in a limo, Anthony? Is that...
Well, it's a Hummer, so I'm hoping so.
Yeah, it's a Hummer.
What's that?
It's a kind of big car, Cornelius. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's just a massive car.
Yeah,
I can't really say much more about it.
No, that's. I think yeah, you've. I think you've.
There's an injunction on it, isn't there?
There is. You can't name the car.
You can't name the car. No.
Do you? So we've started the colleague-based banter. So let's take a step back. Here we go. Oh, Anthony! Anthony, you're right.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, great. Thanks. I haven't seen you for ages. What are you doing in here on your own? Oh, hang on! Don't tell me it's because of your panini.
Yeah. It's panini breath.
I was talking to a lot of people in the office actually, they say you've got a messy panini, and it's all on your face. And I said, no, but that's no reason for him to eat alone. And they said, don't worry, he's popular. His birthday's coming up soon. He's going out with loads of mates. Is that right? You're going out with them? What are you doing for your birthday? That sounds great.
Oh, right, yeah. You know, just going out for a few drinks. Got my Hummer and...
Hummer.
You got a Hummer.
Yeah.
<That's good. laughs> Oh, my God.
Where are you going, drinking? Which one of the pubs in Nottingham are you going to?
So we're going to start off at Saltwater.
Saltwater!
Yeah, I went there. I was in there on Saturday evening.
It's a good starting pub.
Yeah.
Room to park a Hummer outside, I find.
Yeah.
Where after that, Anthony?
So we're going to go off to a massive club called Oceana.
Yeah.
It's where I'm in my element.
Yeah. Which element is that you're in? Which element out of the periodic table? If you had to pick an element to be in, which one would it be? Barium?
I would say probably... I'd say acidic, because it sounds more interesting than, you know, basic alkali.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think barium's even an element. Right, I think it's a gas.
Oh, is it? Well, that's just bad. I don't do science.
No. Good. Right, we've done birthday banter. Oceana, good. Any other subjects you want to chat about in the workplace?
Well, yeah, I mean, have you watched Britain's Got Talent?
I've never watched Britain's Got Talent. No. Why? Is it on again?
Yeah, it's back on. It's really good this year. There's some proper good talent.
Yeah.
Like who?
Well, what is there? There's this guy called, I've forgotten his name, but he basically sounds like Danny Dyer when he speaks.
Yeah.
But when he sings, he's like Frank Sinatra. I'd definitely like to book him for my birthday. He can give me a private one-to-one tuition on how to sing, use my voice box and everything.
In the back of your Hummer?
In the back of my Hummer.
All right, good. Yeah. Well, okay, listen, I mean, we wish you well with your birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Because I've got to pop back to work now. So it's been nice to... you've got some... Anthony, you've got on... just by your lip, you've got some tuna on your chin there. Some panini on your chin there.
Don't worry, I'll get that.
Just what? Just... No, other side. Other side. There you go. You got it. So that's Anthony. He is in his canteen, eating alone, having a lonely lunch. Not so lonely anymore, though, for we have cheered Anthony up with classic colleague-based banter.
No, you're right. You brightened up the day for sure, definitely.
There you go, you heard it there. If you'd like your day brightened up in any way, and you don't even have to get someone from Britain's Got Talent in the back of your Hummer to do it, all you need to do is get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Oh, just say, I'd like to do the lunch thing, please. You can use Talk Radio, Twitter.
Start your message with the word lunch.
Okay, we will do some headline hijacks next. There's still time to get your made-up story into the news at 2 o'clock. It's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Over the last 2 years, I've learned that I'm quite determined. And I thought I was. And I've learned that I actually like learning. I've learned that I can concentrate even when the kids are arguing. I've learned that I'm more ambitious than...
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trade quality building products. In April, get a real deal on a 25-kilogram bag of rugby cement for only £2.99, excluding VAT. Now, that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade goes.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
To Cumbria, where just east of Carlisle, the A69 through Hayton is closed both ways around the A689. That's for the recovery of an overturned vehicle. There's trouble on the road between Stafford and Cannock. Both sides of the A34 Cannock Road through Brockton are closed. That's because of a serious fire around its junction with Sawpit Lane. Busy again this afternoon in the centre of Bristol because of works outside the Hippodrome. Barrier repairs causing delays on the eastbound A31 through Stony Cross in Hampshire. And an overturned vehicle on Bridge End eastbound M4 is causing delays near Pencoyd between junction 35 and 34. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-managed, sharp-dressed.com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. Good afternoon. It's, it's coming up to 2 o'clock, isn't it? Any fool know that. 2 o'clock, made-up news story in the news. You still got some time to get your headline hijacked to us on that number. What I'm not going to say, because he'll say that thing that really annoys me off the back of it. Very quickly then, we will go through some animals and music.
Oh, we've had loads. loads in.
Oh, there are so many animals and musics coming in. This is because we played simply played Super Furry Animals, and I just decided, like so fast.
You were so quick.
Yeah. And I just thought, oh, you know, let's do animals and music.
It was like having Usain Bolt make the decision.
Yes. Lion-O Richie, says Carla. It's an animal and it's music. See, Lion-O Richie.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. Soul to Mole, says
there we go.
Super Taxi. What have you got there?
Matt off of Q-Poor says The Labradors.
Good. Shuffle has In Spiral Calf Pets.
That's great.
Ross is in Teesside with Judas Geese. Chimpanzee Top, of course.
Definitely.
Matt says Culture Club are sealed to death.
Mm. Jean has said the Black Eyed Bees, so up your game.
Okay, fine. Keep those coming in, though. 87222. Oh, God.
Start your message with the word twat. I've had to say it loads today.
At Talk Radio,
start your message
with it. Any word you like. Just ahead of the news, which, by the way, you know, if you've ever heard the news, is that it can be quite complicated.
John, I can't get my head around it.
Well, the good news, Cornelius, is that we're here to help, because we can distill the news down into easy-to-understand, bite-sized pieces.
Mm.
And we do it through the medium, the art, and the form of Japanese poetry.
Oh,
it's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Celebrity in Junction. Who are they? Oh, run out of syllables.
The news in haikus. On Talk Radio, good afternoon, I'm John Holmes, and there's the small matter of this. That's correct, because there's so many headline hijacks coming in we've got to find a winner, Cass, for a start, and read some out, for them are the rules. Okay, headline hijack, here we go, 87222 to get
start
yours.
Start your message with the word talk.
As part of the BBC Shakespeare Festival, this has come in from Dan, I'm looking forward to this, it's a one-off show. On the BBC,
mm-hmm.
This weekend, because, you know, it's the anniversary of Shakespeare's
400. Yeah, well, they're doing the Shakespeare Festival, aren't they?
Precisely that, at the BBC. So, on Friday, it's a special edition of the Graham Norton Show on BBC One. It's coming live from the Globe Theatre on London's South Bank. And Graham Norton is going to be interviewing the reanimated corpse of the Bard. What they've done is they've dug up Shakespeare's remains.
Well, yeah, of course, that's how you do commemorate someone's death 400 years on.
You dig them up and you put them in front of Graham Norton. and the way you remember, you know, in Hamlet with
yeah,
the skull.
Yeah.
And
look at Connie, doesn't know.
I know, because I've seen it in The Simpsons.
So there's the skull.
To be or not to be.
What was the name of the skull? Sorry, I'll get it off point.
Hamlet.
No. Hamlet's a... Anyway, it doesn't matter. Right, so there's a skull, like in Hamlet, you're correct on that mm-hmm. point, right? And it's being held in that hand of someone on Graham Norton.
David Tennant, normally.
Yeah, you're right. So David Tennant's coming on, and he's holding that skull of Shakespeare and moving the mouth. Right? So Graham Norton can interview Shakespeare's skull as Shakespeare, and David Tennant will just move the skull's jaw on, you know, so basically you'll get Graham Norton will say, yeah, well, first he'll do some sort of light-hearted stuff and swivel around on his chair and have a little sip of wine.
Yeah,
but then,
yeah.
You know, and then he'll ask a question like, oh, tell me about your old play.
Can you do an impression of Graham Norton?
No. Okay. So then the skull will, in David Tennant's hand, move, and David Tennant will go, I'll tell you about your old play. Coriolanus. And he'll go, oh, is that the anus of Andor Deck? And he'll go, no, Coriolanus. It's very different. You didn't eat that in Iron Celebrity Get Gagaga Gear.
Pet me out of here.
I'm a Gagaga Get Gagaga Gear. And that whole interview will be on Graham Norton on Friday night. Graham Norton talking to the skull, the dug-up skull of Shakespeare, operated by David Tennant. As part of the BBC's Shakespeare Festival.
Seems legit.
What are we doing?
Headline hijack.
Oh, yeah.
So we need a winner. Have we got a winner? Who has won? Whose story's going into the news?
Jason.
Jason.
From Warrington.
Oh, I thought he was from Manford. Jason from Warrington, congratulations. Your made-up news story will be in the news, coming out as victorious face as fact next on Talk Radio. After that, we'll have work experience punditry. Aidan is back. Student Aidan. He's brought in some of that god-awful music he likes. It's next.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Landlords. You can get landlord insurance with Direct Line from just £120. Can your insurance do that? 10% of customers pay this or less June to December 2015. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Van Buster, now on. Green feather edge boards, just £6 a pack. Excludes VAT at 20%. TradePoint members only. TradePoint.
The nation decides! Is it red sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created two tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours, but only one must prevail. Try our red sauce and brown sauce snacks today and vote for your favourite flavour, bagging the chance to pack it a whopping £10,000. The Great British Battle of the Sauces, red versus brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips. Find us on Facebook and vote now!
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
Every approved used Jaguar comes with 2 years warranty. But at the Jaguar approved used event from the 14th to the 25th of April, on top of our competitive 10.9% APR representative finance, with Jaguar Privilege PCP, you also get a £1,000 deposit contribution across the range. So the Jaguar you've always wanted is closer than ever. Search Jaguar approved used.
Offer ends 25th of April 2016. Credit subject to status. Terms and conditions apply. Black Horse Trading is Jaguar Financial Services.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed, and it's 2 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio, and Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Michael Gove makes the case for Brexit. Junior doctors try and avert next week's strike, and royals have been given a Star Wars tour.
Talk Radio.
Vote Leave supporters say it's ridiculous to suggest that EU leaders would attempt to block trading links with the UK if Britain votes to leave the European Union. The Justice Secretary insists Britain can thrive by building new trade deals, controlling borders and investing money that would otherwise be paid to Brussels. Michael Gove mocked the predictions from the Remain campaign.
The City of London would become a ghost town. Our manufacturing industries would be sanctioned more punitively than even communist North Korea. Decades would pass before a single British Land Rover or Mr. Kipling cake could ever again be sold in France. And in the meantime, our farmers would have been driven from the land by poverty worse than the potato famine.
But in campaigners say that leaving the EU would be bad for business and similar to crossing your fingers and hoping for the best. Doctors' leaders say they'll call off next week's industrial action if Jeremy Hunt removes his threat to impose a new contract on junior doctors. The first all-out strike in the NHS's history is scheduled to start a week today. Sky's health correspondent Thomas Moore says time is running out for both parties.
There had been plans for all junior doctors to walk out from their posts on Tuesday and Wednesday, even from A&E, intensive care and maternity. And there's been growing alarm that this would potentially affect patient care.
A man in his 30s has been arrested on suspicion of murdering a child in Peterborough in 1994. A post-mortem examination found Ricky Neave had been strangled. Some teachers are being accused of turning a blind eye to sexual bullying among pupils. The claim is part of evidence provided by children across the UK to MPs, who are starting the first ever investigation into the scale of sexual violence in schools. The report also suggests as many cases aren't reported. Journalist and sex educator Martin Daubney's told Talk Radio more open discussion is needed.
The overwhelming majority of children, you know, are quite capable of differentiating between fantasy and reality. They know that this is something that is overwhelming. But the thing that I found, you know, in every single case where porn was becoming a problem in young people's lives, they didn't have anybody to talk to.
Aston Villa have suspended Gabby Agbonlahor. He's being investigated by the Premier League club, relegated Premier League club, after he was pictured with canisters of the legal high nitrous oxide, which is more commonly known as laughing gas. The Sun newspaper claims he was partying hours after his side were relegated to the Championship. And Prince William and Harry have been on a tour of the studios where the latest Star Wars films were made. Daisy Ridley, who plays Rey in The Force Awakens, has shown them around Pinewood Studios. They were shown R2-D2 as well as the head of Chewbacca, which William joked he wouldn't be able to stop stroking.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A fine bright day for most with sunny spells.
You giggled quite a lot when you said that, didn't you? Just the idea of a prince of the realm stroking a Wookiee's head amuse you?
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be mild, highs of 11.
All right. It's 4 minutes past two. Here's some sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. The Newcastle boss Rafa Benitez has warned his players they face a full team of superstars when they host Manchester City tonight, not just Sergio Aguero and Kevin De Bruyne. That pair's almost single-handedly kept City in the hunt for the top four and Champions League title in recent weeks. But with the two needing 3 points to boost their chances of avoiding relegation, Benitez says City are not a two-man team.
Wookiee cannot be worried about just Sergio Aguero, De Bruyne, another offensive player, because they have very good midfielders and they are strong in defence. So a really good team. I think that you have to be aware and ready for a difficult game against a lot of very good players.
Crystal Palace boss Alan Pardew admits his squad isn't deep enough to compete in the Barclays Premier League for a full season. He says the first 11 has proven it's good enough for the top 10, but injuries and setbacks have showed they lack depth. Mm. There's a full programme of Sky Bet Championship football this evening, with top going to second as Burnley host Middlesbrough, third place Brighton play QPR, Charlton and MK Dons could both get relegated tonight. Could Colchester in League One and York in League Two. And world number one Mark Selby is into the second round of the World Snooker Championship at the Crucible. He beat Robert Milkins by 10-6.
Big finish.
That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
And the Department of Health is encouraging businesses to partake in the Eastern practice of Tai Chi. If you work in an office, you'll be able to sign up from today. Go to www.gov.uk/Tai Chi.
Talk Radio.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Alright then, good afternoon. 6 minutes past 2 o'clock, it is Talk Radio. I am what that little bit of production said then. And on the programme today, before 4 o'clock, taking our cue from the replica of the ancient arch destroyed by ISIS in Syria, that's being recreated and displayed from today in London's Trafalgar Square. We're going to be doing our bit to show the terrorists that they can't win. We've got a couple of twins in the studio that we're going to be dressing as towers later. Plus, we're going to be making some papier-mâché journalists building a model of the West out of Lego. And that is from Lego's new capitalist infidel range. It's rebuilding things like the arch thing in Trafalgar Square day to day only on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Okay, then. There's a child in the studio. And he comes hither bearing his hideous bounty. It is time for work experience punditry. Of course, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that each day something gets reviewed, like on the talk radio programme stations. And it ranges from TV to film to music. So far, so usual. However, ours is done solely by work experience students because it means we don't have to pay them. It's Tuesday. It means it's music reviews. It means it's Aidan. Hello, Aidan.
Hello.
Have you brought some garbage with you? I don't mean the band garbage. Which would be all right. DJ Drake Face or whatever the hell he's called that you bring in every week.
DJ Drake Face. Yeah.
I've got some reviews. I've got some news. It's good stuff.
I'm sure it is. Yes. Okay. Fine. So what have we got? A bit of news. Bit of review. Where are you taking us today?
I want to kick off quickly with some news.
Yes.
Well, it could be some news. It could be some non-news.
Yes.
So Radiohead.
Right. Good start.
Yeah. Mm. Coming up.
Yeah.
Lots of tours coming up in May, June. Doing lots of festivals. Yeah. Obviously, they got to release an album at some point.
Yeah.
So, during a fans' Q&A session, Radiohead's manager...
Yes.
Right, supposedly.
Why are you putting manager in inverted commas?
Well, you'll see.
Oh, fine. Yeah.
some fella called Brian Message revealed that the upcoming Radiohead album will be released sometime in June. And to quote, will be nothing like you've ever heard before. Which is, you know, that's a big claim to make.
Well, I mean, it is, considering I've heard most sounds before. I mean, unless they're genuinely...
They've made a new sound, which would be incredible.
Well, exactly, this is what I'm thinking. I mean, I suppose some would argue if anyone was going to, it would be Radiohead.
Exactly. Yeah.
However, I'm willing to bet that whatever sound they come out with in June, I have heard something like it before.
Okay.
Also,
yeah,
I've heard most musical notes.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. A, B, C, D, F, G.
Yeah. Including that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? And the various minors, majors, sharps...
Flats.
And flats, mm-hmm. Right? That there are.
There are also tones in between those, but that's fine.
But yeah. I will have heard them, because they're in music, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. So, unless... You know, I've even heard, you know, atonal white noise. Right? From various German punk pioneers.
Right.
But, unless they've come up with a new note, like J...
Like a new frequency or something.
J. Yeah. They come up with
A, B, J. C, D, E, F, G, H, I... J.
J.
Right, so unless Radiohead have invented J or and K and the various tones in between, right, then I'm fairly sure, Aidan, that I will have heard the noise before. I'm just saying.
Well, this a later statement released by Radiohead kind of makes his whole point moot, because they said that he wasn't actually their manager, right? Even though it was loads of articles were written. Oh, Radiohead's manager has said that the album's going to release in June. Nothing could be like nothing you've ever heard before.
Right.
Turns out he's not actually their manager. He's just a partner of the company who managed them. And so they released a statement saying nothing he said should be taken literally because he's not actually our manager.
Right, so hang on. So he said it just off the cuff, just without permission.
Well, I think because he's
this
been
Brian Message,
yeah,
because he sounds convincing.
the second statement was released by Brian Retraction.
Good. it was a Q&A, and he has had connections with Radiohead before. He's managed PJ Harvey. And he's also involved with other artists that are underneath that management company.
Right.
So there is a link.
So is his real name Brian Message?
His real name is Brian Message, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Wait, why is that the strangest...
Well, it's not... It's like...
I thought it was a code. I thought it was one of those Radiohead codes.
They created a company.
They create a new management company or product. Or
what was that company called? Can you remember?
Dawn Chorus Limited.
Dawn Chorus.
With two N's, though. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a bit sort of...
Is Dawn Forrest? Is she one of the partners as well?
I'd expect nothing less, by the way, two N's, from a man who puts an H in the name Tom. Right, his grasp of grammar is poor at best, isn't it? So, you know, he's probably, you know, Thom. Yeah. Dawn with two N's, yeah, fine, whatever.
York with an E on the end of it as well.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, good point, well made.
When's that coming out? June.
Well, according to Brian Message, it's coming out in June, but he's not actually their manager. He does have links with the band, but we cannot take anything he says literally.
Right. So,
but June makes sense, because they are touring in summer, and it will have to be released either before or during that tour. you know, because they're promoting, they're going to be promoting the album.
Okay. Presumably.
So I'd say June was a pretty good bet. I would have said earlier, but June, fine.
All right, okay, we'll take that. But but I still argue that it won't be a noise I've never heard before.
Have you speculated on whether they're going to play Glastonbury secretly?
Well, they did it before, haven't they?
Yeah.
They did it in like a plane or something?
June as well. That was just a DJ set by Tom.
Oh, right, okay.
Thom
Yorkie, yeah.
Do you reckon they'll do it?
Potentially. If they've done it before, they might have been like, no, do something new. So potentially not.
Yeah, try telling that to Muse.
One of their drones crashed into the audience the other day.
Right. Don't talk about that story, because I clicked on that story.
What?
Proper expecting violence. It was basically a balloon fell on the crowd.
Were you disappointed?
To
be honest with you, I just saw the headline on my Facebook newsfeed.
Yeah, no, it wasn't an actual... Because I thought it might be a drone, like, filming... I was like, yeah, you know, someone...
I assumed it was like one from the American military.
Well, no, it was an inflatable American military drone.
Like the one from Eye in the Sky. Just sort of taking out the Muse. Because America have just annexed Devon.
No, but I watched...
That's where Muse are from.
Yeah, I watched a minute video of this balloon sort of circle around the stage and then slowly descend onto the audience, and then the video just ended.
So there was no injuries or anything?
No, nothing. It was literally an inflatable.
Well, what a fascinating anecdote brought into the studio once again. What else have you got there?
Another bit of news connected to the Record Store Day just gone this weekend.
Yes.
So we've talked about briefly the massive surge in vinyl sales. But
have you got any clips of anything, by the way?
Coming up with some reviews.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine. Just check.
But it was recently revealed in a recent survey that only half of people actually have turntables that they use to play the vinyls on. So
what? So people go out and buy vinyl and just because of vinyl?
Yeah, because it's...
Well, actually, though, there are vinyl idiots that would say, aren't there, that actually if you play it, it devalues it. So maybe that is just a thing. And that's, you know, you buy it to have it as a collector and you don't have to actually play it.
Well, it's the artwork as well, because it's like a, you know... it's like a proper print of the fancy artwork.
So I don't know. Where do you... Where do you stand on vinyl?
Well, I think it's great.
You shouldn't stand on vinyl, it'll damage it.
Don't look at me for approval.
yeah, I think it's great. You know, I play it as well, and there's quite a nice physical connection to the music when you take out the vinyl out the sleeve and put it on the record player.
Yeah. No, I agree. I'm a big fan of it. But I didn't know that was a percentage thing now.
So apparently only half of people who bought buy vinyls, and only 7% have no interest of ever buying a turntable. They just want the vinyls just to have, which is a bit odd, isn't it, really?
Well, I don't know whether I think that, because if you like an album, but you'd kind of, as a completist, you've got the CD or, the MP3 thing that the kids have now. Then I think that buying it out, I mean, I'll give you a for instance. I have a Kindle, which I use like for when I go travelling and right? Because you don't want to hoik books around. But if there's a book I love, I'll read it on the Kindle, but I'll buy the book. And keep it on a shelf.
Okay, but untouched.
Because I've read it, so I don't need to read it again.
Is that so when people come around and go, oh yeah, I've read this book.
Yeah.
They go, oh, have you read that?
Exactly, yeah. It's like status, isn't it? So it's, I've never read the complete works of Shakespeare, but I have got it.
Do you do that with DVDs as well? So if you like download a series, will you buy the box set?
I don't think I do that anymore. I mean, there was a time when I may have done something like that. You sort of go, well, I've got the West Wing. Mm. I do have the box set to the West Wing. I don't really know why. now you put me on the spot. It seems like a really pointless, stupid thing to do.
No, just like buying vinyl.
Fine. Aidan, can you hang around a bit? Reviews of things coming up. Any just quick clue as to what there is?
Got some PJ Harvey.
Anything else?
Got some Moose Blood. And also some some Richard Ashcroft.
Right, fine. Yeah. We'll be doing Moose Blood, Ashcroft, Harvey then very shortly. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Over the last 4 years, I've learned that I'm not a total idiot. I've learned that my friends can be surprisingly supportive. I've learned that I can be pretty single-minded. And I've learned that if you want to, you can totally take control of your future.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
Tradepoint, we've got a great range of decking, paving and fencing for your landscaping job. Stocked in store, always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of external paint, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So, why go anywhere else? Tradepoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
Tradepoint. Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
No change in Cumbria, just east of Carlisle. The A69 through Heyton is closed for the recovery of an overturned vehicle. That's both ways around the A689. Better news between Stafford and Cannock. The A34 Cannock Road through Brockton has reopened. The delays are starting to ease. Details coming in of a possible accident on the southbound M5 in Bristol between 19 at Portishead and 20 at Clevedon. Still busy for Hampshire's A31 through Stony Cross. This is eastbound because of barrier repairs, and with delays on the eastbound M4 in Bridge End past an overturned vehicle between junctions 35 and 34 near Pencoyd. I'm Jarena Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Every weeknight from 10, get an earful of unusual nocturnal emissions with radio's Lord of Misrule, Ian Lee. No relation, thank God.
The cactus and the tree and the rabbit on the hill.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation.
It's going to be awesome.
Late Night Ian Lee.
Just listen and see what happens.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
That's not wrong either. Ian Lee's show, if you haven't heard it from 10 o'clock on weekday nights, it's very, very well worth tuning in to. And we were just talking about how good the...
Friday's podcast is really good.
Exactly. So if you want to download that, then you find it at talkradio.co.uk or iTunes, where you'll also find ours, of course. It's 2:19. Some reactions coming into the studio, Cornelius.
Yeah, thanks for not saying that. Has just come in, and RJ Gumby says, gross, put it away and pass the eye bleach again. That's from Daily Mail website comments. I've done that one. But can they do it on a cold, rainy night in Stoke? Has come in from football commentary cliche.
Thanks very much, and I just got one here that just says phone nutter. It's work experience punditry on a Tuesday afternoon, and that means, I mean, that's the good news. The bad news is it's Aidan's turn. He's got his... awful selection, often awful selection of music reviews.
Thanks,
with him.
John.
You're welcome. But maybe not, I don't know. Let's find out what are we going to be reviewing.
Well, right now we've got PJ Harvey released her 9th studio album, The Hope 6.
Right.
And I think we've got a clip which is the first single released from that album, The Wheel.
PJ Harvey. Well, I'm never quite sure what I think about PJ Harvey.
No? Mm-hmm. She's a little bit hit and miss.
Yes, I think you're right. Yeah. I mean, I don't own a PJ Harvey album.
No, not on vinyl either.
Not on vinyl. Not on any media, Maiden. But, you know, but I kind of know why she's there.
Okay, right, fair enough. Well, I mean, this particular album was created as part of an art installation at Somerset House.
There you go.
where it was recorded and produced in like a one-way glass box, and members of the public can go and watch it.
Yeah, it was that control room, actually.
Yeah, it is a little bit like watching Cass, Asprod Cass, and Marta through the glass there that we have to stare. Anyway, carry on.
So the album is deeply political. The title is a reference to the US's Hope 6 housing project, which is a housing project where they aim... Well, I don't know whether it's still in place. I think it is where they're aiming to knock down more of the run-down housing projects and then replace it with mixed income refurbished. But that
such is such a cliche to write an album about, isn't it?
I know, yeah.
Everyone's
Didn't
done
Katy
that.
Perry do that?
Exactly the same. Yeah, and Rihanna as well. Oh, she, God, remember...
Here comes another album about
a housing project where they're knocking it down to regenerate it. Oh, God, Eric. Oh... God.
So the album is in general quite downtrodden, and that this political theme is pervasive throughout, and it's sort of a bit of a homage to American classic American musical genres,
right? So is it Springsteen-esque?
Not really, no. There's a lot of blues going on. There's quite a bluesy a cappella at the start of River Anacostia, and we've got some more rootsy bluesy guitar work on the Ministry of Social Affairs. Again, the album tracks titles are kind of
But again, with the Ministry of Social Affairs, I mean, everyone's done that.
Yeah.
I mean, haven't they? You know, I mean, absolutely. You know, Kylie and Jason back in the 80s.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Basically, all of their work was kind of based on the, you know, interior housing problems of inner Australia. Wasn't it?
It reminds me of ABBA's single, you know, Bin Collection.
Give it its full title. Bin Collection, brackets, not regular, close brackets.
Yeah, so everyone's doing it.
So everyone's it's just bringing, you know, and I think it's a trend, isn't it? Bringing that social social comment into the music in that way. Well done, PJ Harvey, I say. Even though it's a cliche.
Bin collection only twice a week. That one.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
It's one of my favourites.
So the album does have its raw moments. The lead single, The Wheel, we heard there, is a pretty nice tune. There's also a nice song called A Line of Sand, which has some very lovely, pretty harmonies going on.
Okay.
But she released an album 5 years ago, Let England Shake, which was a homage to England, but it was more celebratory, and it was just a much more pleasant and dynamic album. This one is a little bit heavy after a while. It's not too long, it's only 40 minutes, which is kind of standard LP length, but this kind of dispirited atmosphere, it's constantly song after song, it's all these political
lyrics. Does it grind you down, Aidan?
A little bit, yeah. And the album ends with 2 5-minute long tracks, which by the end you're kind of thinking, okay, we've done
this.
Did you, having heard it,
sort of take her political message on board? And do you now feel... You didn't?
No, not really.
So you don't really give a toss about the housing projects?
You said you didn't care earlier about any of those people.
No.
Yeah.
You did earlier.
That's
before
slander.
You came
that
on.
Is slander on air. That is, just for the record.
Yeah.
I never said that. No.
You've got it written down right in front of you. You just said, I don't care.
Can we do another review?
Yes, please.
All right, okay. So, Moose Blood.
Yeah.
Have released another single called Honey. Well, it's actually a new single, rather, as in anticipation of their upcoming sophomore LP, Blush, which is slated for release on the 5th of August. And I believe we've got a clip. Yeah, even though you said it's something you'd regret.
Yeah, I see her now. Wow. There, now, yeah. Finally.
Enjoying
your
it.
Your face has lit up, hasn't it?
My little face, hasn't it? All lit up.
Yeah.
With my jumpy music.
Well, it is a nice upbeat track.
Ooh.
Kind of reminded me of a little bit of Don Broco. Kind of that early noughties pop punk.
Yeah, well. I like that sound. I like that post punk.
Yeah.
Pop punk, post punk, pop punk.
Do you know where
sound.
They're from?
No.
Canterbury, where you live.
I didn't know that, are they?
Yeah, I've just looked at it.
What?
Yeah, English emo band based in Canterbury, Kent.
Well, then, where are they playing?
I don't know.
I have got some tour dates.
You've got information
I have got. So they're actually on a sold-out tour around the UK at the minute. But they have released some additional dates. So throughout October, actually, in Birmingham, Glasgow, Sheffield, Cardiff, London and Manchester.
Are they doing the Shakespeare Wine Bar in Canterbury? Because that's the only place I'm really going.
No, they're not.
Then I'm not going to see.
Okay.
Oh, moving on. No, but I did like that. I mean, that's, you know, I mean, is that a dated sound now? Discuss.
No, I thought it was good. I thought if anything, they've moved it on slightly from the old emo.
Well, I don't know, have they? Yeah. I mean, it's all still very... I mean, don't get me wrong, I like it, but it's all very sort of Panic at the Disco, you know, zebra head kind of sound, isn't it? It's got that sort of... which I'm very happy with, but I just wonder if they're not doing enough songs about social housing in rural America.
They're a young band, and I think this is probably their early stuff. They're still developing their sound, I would have thought.
Yep.
So as they progress as musicians and songwriters, I'm sure it will develop and they'll come up with more, you know, interesting avenues.
Right, we'll watch their career.
Yeah, exactly.
I won't, because they don't play in the place that I ever go, but but others will.
Does anyone play in the place of a light instrumental DVD CD
in the Shakespeare Wine Bar?
Yeah.
No one plays in there. It's nice and quiet, so I like it.
Next, so taking the music world by surprise, Richard Ashcroft with his new single, Hold On. And it's a follow-up to his first ever single in 6 years, which was released earlier in February, called This Is How It Feels. And this is all in promotion for his upcoming solo album, These People, slated for release on May the 20th. And I believe we've got a clip. Whispered words of logic, things I need to learn.
Richard Ashcroft there. It sounds very much like Richard Ashcroft, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't Urban Hymns, is it, really? And it's sort of a little bit disposable and a little bit easy.
No, but technically the Rolling Stones wrote that in the end, didn't they? You remember Bittersweet Symphony and all that?
True.
Yeah.
But it was a seminal album, though.
What?
It was a seminal bit of...
Absolutely, yeah. But obviously, in the end, they had to give all the money to Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, didn't they, from Bittersweet Symphony. So that's, you know. So that basically sounded like the Stones. Ashcroft, yeah. I mean, I can sort of take or leave Richard Ashcroft's solo work.
His early stuff, sort of 2005, 2006, was absolutely critically slated. And it was appalling.
Yes.
But he obviously feels obliged to release some more stuff. I mean, and it was fine. It's a fine track. Very disposable. Very easy, and you know, I'm not particularly excited for his upcoming album, if I'm honest. But if you are, he has released some tour dates. He's going around the UK and in a few dates in Europe as well during the summer.
Is he playing in the
No, he's not. No.
Okay, well, I haven't seen him. Fine. Aidan, thank you.
No problem.
Very much. Will you come back again next week?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, God. So that is Aidan. He's our work experience punditry music reviewer. Thank you very much indeed. If you'd like new music, by the way, today is also the day of 20 Second Showcase. If you're in a band, or if you're in a group, or if you're in a musical artist, then get out long enough to send us a clip of your music. 20 Second Showcase is where we take something off the pile, so it's a level playing field. We don't listen to it first, we play the first 20 seconds of it on the radio and decide whether or not we pass it on to Virgin Radio, our sister station, to play it in full or not. If you're in a band, send your links to your music to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at talk radio.
Start your message with any word you want.
It's 2:30, talk radio. I'm John Holmes, Victoria's Got News.
Talk radio.
Out campaigner Michael Gove has been setting out what he calls his optimistic vision of the UK's future outside the EU. The Justice Secretary says Britain could still benefit from free trade with the European Union, even if it votes to leave. But Yvette Cooper from the Remain campaign says that's not the case.
The Leave campaign have admitted today that Britain would be outside the single market. Well, that's a huge risk for jobs, for investment, for trade. And I think the problem is they're still not saying what it would actually mean. It's just a kind of cross your fingers and hope for the best.
Doctors leaders say they've made a clear offer not to strike next week. The BMA says it will call off all action if the health secretary agrees not to impose new contracts on junior doctors. If it goes ahead, it'd be the first time in the NHS's history that emergency care has not been provided during industrial action. Police investigating the murder of a six-year-old boy more than 20 years ago have arrested a man in his 30s. Ricky Nee from Peterborough was found dead in Woodland a day after he went missing in 1994. MPs are to examine the scale of sexual violence and intimidation in schools in the first investigation of its kind. The Women in Equality Select Committee says a report suggests some teachers turn a blind eye to sexual harassment because they think pupils are just experimenting. And Coke Zero is being renamed. It's because the drinks giant says some people don't realise the zero means sugar-free. From June, it will be sold as Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. The weather, a fine bright day for most with some sunny spells, feeling mild with highs of 11 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria. It's 2:32.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, then. It's 2:32. Ahead of other things, some more reaction coming in. Cornelius, have you got any reaction?
Hi, can I book an appointment for Wednesday afternoon with Dr. Hensby, please? Has come in from wrong number. And we see it time and 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 time again.
This afternoon, we're also collecting your animal and music things. Animal and music things, please. A lot of those coming in 87222.
Start your message with a word tool.
No, you've never seen it on radio.
Start your message with any word you want on Twitter.
Salmon and Garfunkel, thank you. We'll take that, even though that's technically a fish, not an animal, but I suppose, yes. Ditto badly drawn koi. there's a lot of fish bait. I've swing trout sister. Chinchilla black.
Chinchilla bat, surely.
If you like. Just reading it out. Don't know. Thanks, Jake, for that. What have you...
This has come in from
John. It's a really
good
sinister noise you make.
John like says, Professor Green Mantis. Yep. Royal Bloodhound has come in from Stacey. And Coda Lion has come in from Max.
I've got Kestrel Maneuvers in the Dark. That's a bird. So, 2:34 then, and I know that you are wondering right now what the people think. If you are a regular listener to this show, you'll know that part of Talk Radio's remit is to find out what the people think, and we like to go out on the street to find out what the people think and bring you the results just after 2:30 on a weekday afternoon. And so today's no different. We've been out on the streets to find out what the people think. Do they think board games or soup?
Soup.
Board games.
Board games.
Soup.
Board games.
Board games.
Soup.
Board games. Soup.
Soup.
Board games.
Board games.
Board games.
Soup.
Board games.
Board games.
Soup.
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 Board games.
Board games.
Soup.
Soup.
Board games, soup.
Board games, soup.
Soup.
Board games.
Board games.
Soup.
Board games.
Board games. Soup.
Board games. Soup.
Soup.
Board games.
Board games.
Board games.
Soup.
Board games.
Board games.
Soup.
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 Board games.
Board games.
Soup.
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 Board games. Soup.
Board games. Soup.
And, well, that's what the people think. So if you have an opinion as to whether it's board games or soup, then you can, of course, let us know on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And you can also tweet your opinion on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Start your message. Oh, look, it's 2:36, and that means...
It
it's time to bring you a roundup of lazy PR here on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Hello, by the way. Lazy PR, of course, works very much like this. We work in the media, and in the media you get sent things by companies that are PR companies and people who are paid an awful lot of money by clients to promote their wares. Now, if you ever want to hear this in a context, all you have to do is tune in to BBC local radio, where this sort of emails dropping into the inbox of BBC local radio producers that say things like, oh, here's Yvette Fielding, and she's going to talk about clogs. And Yvette Fielding, this is how it works. Yvette Fielding doesn't know anything about clogs, but she's been paid, that building, £5,000 to £7,000 probably, to spend an afternoon pretending she likes clogs to a succession of bored local radio presenters who are also having to pretend they're interested in clogs just to fill time. That's how that kind of thing works. Asprod Cass.
Hello.
You used to work at a BBC local radio station, didn't you?
I did. I still occasionally do.
Do you?
Yes.
You're allowed to do that under the terms of your contract.
Yeah, because I'm freelance.
Oh, fine. Good. So
trying to get me sacked.
No, that's not what I said. So you know about this stuff. I mean, you must get you. Yeah, I know.
It was the only way that we filled an entire show.
Yeah, exactly. But it's always what the rules are, right? Minor celebrity.
Yep.
Right. Name a minor celebrity.
I don't know any minor. I don't know any celebrities.
Just one you've heard of.
Oh, that beer woman.
Right, there you go, that beer woman.
Alice Beer.
Formerly of Watchdog.
Yes.
Yes. Name me an incongruous thing.
Shoe polish.
There you go. So this afternoon, joining me on the programme, we have the former presenter of Watchdog, Alice Beer, talking to us about shoe polish. You're listening to BBC Radio Rubbish, right? And that's how it works, isn't it?
It genuinely is.
So we get sent stuff all the time, guest offers and marketing opportunities and so on and so forth. So what we like to do is round up a week's worth of the laziest examples. And why is it lazy? Because they send it to us without, of course, knowing what this show is or ever even listening to the radio. They just carpet bomb the industry and hope that some of their S-word sticks to it. That is how lazy PR works, and this is where we'd like to bring you some examples of it. So, Cass, you've probably had some stuff come in, have you?
I get it frequently still.
Okay, why don't you have a go at being young?
Well, yes. And you always know when these come in and they're haven't even acknowledged who they're sending it to because it never has a name at the top.
No.
Never has a name. Evening.
It just says that.
Yes. Mm. And to begin with, so you know that that's coming after 5 o'clock while they're still desperately working away.
Yeah.
Trying to flog their wares. I know you're usually inundated with PR stories in the morning, so I thought I'd get in there early. Late. In little brackets with a question mark.
Yeah.
Trying to be funny. With a new server.
Interesting. So what they've done, they've tried to sort of make their stand out from the crowd in many ways, I suppose, haven't they? That's what they've done. And I suppose it kind of has worked because your eye was drawn to this.
Not for the reasons that I thought that I would get this particular minor celebrity on to speak to you about research reveals.
Who have we been offered?
We have been offered Angela Rippon.
Angela Rippon.
Of the cross-legged firm.
Yes. I'm aware of her work.
Yes.
From Fatal Attraction?
No.
Oh, no. Basic Instinct?
No. Although she would be good in a remake of that, wouldn't she?
Well, she's got the leg fame. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, what's she talking about?
She is talking about research revealing British adults' top 10 tips on how to stay young.
Right.
Music, sex and laughter top the poll of youth.
Well, anyone listening to this show must feel very youthful. It's all we ever do here.
Strangely, it's aged me an awful lot.
Good. Well, fine. I've got one here. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Hi there, it starts.
Hi.
I thought this may be of interest.
At that point, you know it's not.
Yes. What event in history would you travel back in time to stop? And this is, I don't know what they're promoting, something to do with America and something, I don't know. Anyway, it's the ultimate question. It's the ultimate question. What would you travel back to stop? Professor Peter Ling, head of American Studies, is available to chat about some history.
Is that what he does?
That's what he does.
Oh.
And then what I always like about this is when they do suggested questions. Because obviously in BBC local radio they're too lazy to think of their own questions. So I've got
And also, they don't have time to think of their own questions.
Do they? Why?
Because they're so busy reading through nonsense like this.
Okay. How would you think JFK would have fared in the current presidential race? I'm not asking you, that's just a question. I'm supposed to.
What's that got to do with going back in time?
Good job you asked that, because would you save JFK if you went back in time? Because what they're doing is promoting a television programme whereby someone goes back in time to try to save JFK, and that's why this exists.
They did that in Quantum Leap. That's been done. Next.
Right, fine. Yeah. Yeah, question number two. Are you aware this has already been done in Quantum Leap?
Could you forward me this and I'll reply and tell them that exact fact?
That brings us neatly, or when I say neatly, I mean not neatly, to the subject line of the week. Email subject header line of the week in Lazy PR. It just says this, and you can only imagine where this would, which BBC local radio station wouldn't want to discuss earwax, memory, food preference, disease resistance, and odour detection. What do they have in common? They're all subjects I don't want to talk about. It's 2:42. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. And I don't know if you've seen any news, Cass. Have you seen any?
No, but what
any
I have
news?
Seen... Don't forget that email.
Oh, yeah, no, but have you seen the news?
No, not today, no.
I'm ignoring that email.
No, I know, but I'm now on the record as reminding you so I don't get in trouble.
Yeah. Have you seen any of the news?
The news?
Yes.
No. 0% of the news.
Well, I can tell you...
That's 2% more than yesterday.
It's quite complicated, isn't it, the news?
Oh, John, I can't get my head around it.
Well, you're in luck, Cornelius, because I can tell you now that we here in the afternoons on Talk Radio like to simplify the news. We like to distill it down, if you will, to its purest form. And the purest form of the news, as anyone knows, is that of the medium, the art of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Johnny Depp and wife say sorry for dog smuggling. Edward Sorry Hands.
Good job I didn't swear there, isn't it?
It really is.
And I thought the mic was off. The mic wasn't off, was it? And I was just,
It's really obvious when they're on and off as well.
Big old massive red light in front of your face, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like your mum's bedroom. What?
That's not nice, is it?
It's not. It's a real mess, actually.
Well, you should stop stalking her. Get off your ladder outside a window.
That's not what it is. Do you know Cornelius' mum once went drinking in Tiger in Croydon?
Yeah, you told me the first day that we met.
Yeah, I thought so, yeah.
And I've heard it 12 times since.
Yeah.
Face down in the hallway, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Have you got any of the stories?
Yeah, loads. Right, it's coming up to 2:45. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. A 20-second showcase coming up very shortly. If you are in a band and you'd like your new music played on national radio, the optimum time, as everyone knows, for discovering new music is at about 2:50 on a talk radio station. So get in touch if you are in a band and you'd like a shot at 20-second showcase. We'll be doing it next. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Space. It's all around us. An infinite vastness. Extraordinary dimensions beyond the realm of human understanding.
Oh, you! Get out the back of me van!
Oh, sorry.
You're loads better off with a Vauxhall Movano, the large van with the impressive payload. Now even more impressive with free sat-nav, parking sensors and air conditioning. Retail customers only. Order by June 30th. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See your Vauxhall retailer for details.
The nation decides! Is it red sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created two tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours, but only one must prevail. Try our red sauce and brown sauce snacks today and vote for your favourite flavour, bagging the chance to pack it a whopping £10,000. The Great British Battle of the Sauces, red versus brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips. Find us on Facebook and vote now.
Gary, Winston Wolf, Direct Line. The landlord Mike says you wrecked his place.
Wait,
knocking holes in the walls. And all that graffiti? Fancy yourself an artiste?
No.
It's all covered, Gary. Mike is with Direct Line. They'll cover up to the full amount insured for malicious damage by tenants.
Oh, good. Can I go now?
Oh, no, Gary. Direct Line's looking after Mike, but who's looking after you?
Direct Line Landlord Insurance covers up to the sum insured for malicious damage by tenants. Can your landlord insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. Optional extra qualifying criteria and excess apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays to the east of Carlisle and Cumbria with the A69 through Hayton closed both ways around the A609 for the recovery of an overturned vehicle. On the M6 in Staffordshire, there's some heavy traffic north around 13 for Stafford South. The lane closed there because of a breakdown. Roadworks in the centre of Bristol continue to cause delays. They're taking place outside the Hippodrome. It's roadworks on Surrey's A31 in Guildford causing westbound queues towards the Hogsback and the A3. And barrier repairs on Hampshire's A31 through Stony Cross causing eastbound queues towards the Emery downturn. I'm Joanna Adams.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adults only, late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson. This Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
All right, 2:48 and just ahead of 20-second showcase this afternoon here on Talk Radio. Some more of your reactions coming in.
Yes, John. Hi, John.
If you've got a reaction, by the way, you can react it in this direction. We will take your reactions.
Hi, John.
87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like. Hi, John.
Hi.
Just last night I was dancing in the disco bumper to bumper.
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself, where's my jumper? That's coming from Sultans of Ping. Yeah,
regular
and,
correspondence.
Yes. At tabloid reader has said, Dear Deirdre, you know how a photobomb is where you unexpectedly appear in a photo? Well, for her birthday, my nan has asked for a bath bomb and I'm not sure what to do.
If you've got a reaction, then do text it in on that number, what I said, and that other Twitter thing, what I said. But now it's time for new music.
The John Holmes 20-second showcase. I'm Georgie Rogers, new music discoverer at Virgin Radio, and I in no way endorse this feature.
It is 20-second showcase. That is the voice of Georgie Rogers. She does indeed discover new music over on our sister station, Virgin. And this is where you, my friend, could get national radio airplay if you are in a band. Are you in a band? Are you in a musician or musicianess? Whatever you are in, take time out of it to send us your music. 20-second showcase is where we play the first 20... Excuse me.
Oh, you're right there.
Yeah, fine, thanks, yes. That's because I ate one of your crisps. One of the... the first 20 seconds of a track that you send in without listening to it first. We don't go down the route of, you know, Georgie Rogers and I'm going to listen to all the music I get sent and then choose things that are good and then I'll play them on the radio. Oh, I'm going to do that. No, we don't go down that route at all, no. I'm very much a level playing field kind of guy. I'm very happy to have a big pile of music in front of me and then just randomly pick stuff out of it and throw it on the radio, as I say, without even giving it the time of day first to see if we like it or not. That's how 20-second showcase works, and it's a fair system because it means if you do send your music in, you're in with an equal chance of getting airplay on the radio. Now, if we like the tune, or the system likes the tune, then it goes into the folder marked
Georgie Rogers.
The attention of Georgie Rogers, who will then perhaps, on our say-so, play the whole thing on Virgin Radio. However, if it's musically inept, appalling, and, you know, so execrable that it's beyond description, we put it into the file mark.
Oh, Russell Kane!
Russell Kane, who's also on Virgin Radio, but knows nothing. So, that's how 20-second showcase works. If you're still struggling with how to view it.
I don't really get it.
Right, think of me,
okay,
right, as the alive John Peel. Right, remember John Peel?
Yeah.
John Peel from BBC Radio 1. Right? And imagine, and he died, obviously, but imagine what's happened is someone has gone along and they've dug him up, right? And they've brought him here and reanimated his corpse by putting his skull into the hands of David Tennant. Right?
Yeah.
On Graham Norton's
program. On Graham Norton from the Globe Theatre,
No, that's Shakespeare.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier. The Globe Theatre performance.
Swinging on chairs and drinking wine.
Yes, that one. Yeah. Which is what Graham Norton does, of course. Mm. And then, but the skull of Shakespeare is being interviewed for the BBC Shakespeare Festival, with David Tennant doing the voice and moving the jaw of the skull, like a sort of Hamlet reference. But the John Peel one. He's from Broadcasting House, which is John Peel's spiritual home.
Yeah.
Still in front of Graham Norton, but Graham Norton chatting to the skull of John Peel, which is being moved up and down, still by the actor David Tennant, because he's ubiquitous. Doing John Peel, going, "Oh, John Peel, gone." Like that. Like a sort of ventriloquist sort of idea. What a girl, Sheila.
Yeah, now I get it.
Imagine that. That's me now.
Yeah. No, if that was you.
Discovering new music. Today's new music has been sent in for discovery by
Ennio, the little brother.
What?
Is that the entire band name?
Yeah, it is. Ennio, the little brother. Ennio, the little brother.
Right, and what do we know of Ennio, the little brother?
We happen to know that they are from Shotton in North Wales, United Kingdom.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it. They're quite a quiet band. They said, "I've attached some music in my in this email for you to consider for the radio program."
Okay.
He also apologising for messaging me directly.
Well, that's the best way to get new music to you, isn't it?
Yes.
Would you like to give us the address? Should anyone be wishing to send new music in?
Why not? cornelius.mendez@talkradio.co.uk.
If you're in a band, that is where to send the link to your music. You'll go into the pile and be picked out completely at random. The first 20 seconds of a song we've never heard before, played live on the radio. Give me the band and the title again.
Cacophony.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I thought that was the song there.
No, sorry, that was me sneezing.
Did you just sneeze down the microphone?
Sorry, yeah. I thought I could hold it back.
Okay, fine.
Sorry, Ennio.
It's a bit weird, wasn't it?
I generally thought that was the start of the song.
Bless you.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.
This is Cacophony by Ennio, the little brother.
Well, that was the first 20 seconds of it.
Is it raining outside when you're recording that?
Just sounded like the snot running down your face. That was like... I tell you what that was. That was like an audio representation of your snot, Cass.
Yep.
That's prod, Cass.
The one that I'm going to wipe on you in a minute if you don't shut up.
What did you think?
It was awful.
Fine.
I feel like we didn't really get into the song.
Well, again, look, if you're going to send them in, one of the tricks is you have to get the vocals in to start, at least start within the first 20 seconds.
Yeah.
So do you want to roll the bonus?
We could, yeah.
Roll the bonus ball. We haven't got a ball.
What have we got to roll?
Con, why don't you do a roll on the floor, like an army roll?
Yeah. Let's roll the bonus Cornelius.
Yes.
For the next 20 seconds of the song.
No, not on the surfer. That's too comfortable.
Wait, no, on the floor, Cornelius.
On the floor.
Roll onto the floor.
There you go. That was graceful.
Okay, fine. Here's the next 20 seconds, having rolled the bonus Cornelius. Didn't really move it on, did it?
It almost sounded as well that, like somebody was about to say something and then kind of stopped.
Yes.
There was...
Look, I mean, it's not up to... I mean, we know what you think, Cass. Cornelius.
I loved it.
Did you?
No.
Okay.
What do you think? It was just like, noise. It was, like, even worse than Hold music, but the song might progress into something good or bad.
Yeah, it might...
It was like Telenoise off of the 90s.
Yeah.
Yes, from a tiny acorn of Telenoise off of the 90s, a mighty... indie oak tree may grow. We don't know, do we? And we won't ever know because we can only ever play 20 although the 30 there because of the bonus rolling seconds of it. However, it's not up to us, of course. We don't decide. It's up to the system as to where it goes. So it's either going into the folder marked...
For the attention of Georgie Rogers.
Or it's going into the dustbin marked...
Oh, Russell Kane.
Let's find out. Cass, pull the lever.
Well, the system got it right.
Well, that's what the system...
It's basically a calculator, so it's not always
my fault.
Correct.
You know, at the end of the day, all we do is pull the lever and the system decides where it's going to go. We can't say better than that.
Speaking of the system, you got to read that email.
Oh, now?
Yes.
This car, it's news time.
No.
No, we haven't got time, it's news.
No, you've got 2 minutes.
Well, no, because it's 2 minutes of adverts.
God damn it.
Excellent.
Yeah. All right, okay,
I'll do it later.
No, you won't.
What even is it?
It's, you know what, it's a thing.
It's a live
you
read.
Have to read it out.
Oh, we did it yesterday.
No, this is a different one.
I did a live read yesterday.
Yeah, I know, this is a different one.
This is where the management send us an email that you have to read out on the air or some sort of nonsense.
Yeah.
What's this one about?
I didn't read it, it's not my job, that's your job.
Can I do it?
I don't think you should, you've got to be impartial.
Fine.
Okay. I haven't got time. So
later,
after 3 o'clock, of course, the big debate. If you'd like to win some meat as well, by the way, you'll be in with the shout of winning some meat. You can win some meat in a game of it's a Johnny Depp and Amber Heard celebratory pet dog celebratory game of a band or crap name for celebrity pet. That is coming within the next hour here on Talk Radio. Victoria will have the news next.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
When a punter takes a tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains. With diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 la,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
Harry, Barry and Gary are the hottest app development team in town. They don't have an office, but they do have eReceptionist. With eReceptionist, they have a London 0207 number, which answers and redirects their calls to their mobiles. And because eReceptionist works to their schedule, if Harry's on a date with Carrie, his calls go straight through to Gary and Barry. Supercharge your image and connect your business from just 30p per day. Try for free at ereceptionist.co.uk. Free trial must be cancelled to avoid charges based on a year's subscription.
News just in. You could win a trip to the Rio 2016 Olympic Games with Visa Contactless. Every time you touch and pay for anything up to £30 with Visa Contactless, simply enter online and you'll be in with a chance of winning. So whether you're buying chinos or your morning cappuccino, go cash-free and follow Team GB with pride at Rio 2016. Enter today at visa.co.uk/cashfree. Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need. Visa, worldwide sponsor of the Olympic Games. T's and C's apply. 18s and over. Ends June 5th, 2016. See website for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Tuesday, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, claims the UK could thrive outside the EU. Doctors make an offer to avoid striking and Villa suspend Agbon Lahore for partying.
Talk Radio.
Campaigners for Britain to stay in the EU have rejected claims made by the Justice Secretary that the UK's economy could thrive if it left. Those who want to remain say reports like those from the International Monetary Fund and London School of Economics show how important it is to jobs and our economy to remain in the European Union. But Conservative MP Dominic Raab, who wants to leave, has told Talk Radio he thinks the UK would be better if it goes it alone.
The EU is a lousy negotiator of free trade deals. It doesn't have any with the big economies. It does far worse than a small minnow of an economy like Switzerland. So there are a whole range of opportunities outside of the EU.
The British Medical Association says it will call off next week's strike if the Health Secretary removes his threat to impose a new contract. Junior doctors are scheduled to stage a full walkout on Tuesday and Wednesday. During other strikes, they have provided emergency care. Yesterday, Jeremy Hunt said there'd be no retreat on imposing the new contract. Cold case detectives have arrested a man in his 30s on suspicion of murdering a six-year-old boy more than two decades ago. Ricky Neave's naked body was found in woodland in Peterborough in November 1994. A post-mortem examination found he'd been strangled. Teachers are being accused of not doing anything about sexual bullying. MPs are now going to start the first ever investigation into the scale of harassment and sexual violence in schools. There are now calls to make sex education mandatory. Vonda Vyporska from the ATL Teaching Union says the issue is getting out of hand.
Unfortunately, we're hearing about cases where the horse has already bolted and people are having to react to horrific assaults and cultures of corridor gropings in our schools.
A man's been jailed for 9 years for repeatedly battering another paintball player with one of the game's guns. 22-year-old Nathan Jones admitted the attack, which left his victim in hospital for several weeks with serious head injuries. Aston Villa have suspended Gabby Agbonlahor after he was pictured with canisters of the legal high known as laughing gas. A tabloid newspaper claims he was out partying just hours after the club were relegated from the Premier League. And the Duke and... And the Duke of Cambridge and Prince Harry have met some of the cast and crew behind the latest Star Wars film. They say he toured the sets at Pinewood Studios. The royals were shown the production, prop and costume workshops where work is underway on the 8th instalment. The brothers hope the visit will promote British creative talent.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A fine and bright day for most with some sunny spells, feeling mild with highs of 11 degrees. John. Cornelius.
Yeah.
You too. Just, I don't have the words for you right now.
3 minutes past three. That's Victoria with the news. And next, sport live from the lion cage at a zoo.
Good afternoon, I'm Toby Gillis. It's close to make or break for Newcastle tonight as their Barclays Premier League relegation battle continues. They'll move out of the drop zone with a win at home to Manchester City, but defeat would leave them 3 points off safety with no more games in hand over those above the dotted line. Boss Rafa Benitez.
We can do it. They are really focused and I think that they can handle the pressure. And if at least if you feel a little bit the anxiety, all you have to do is to run, to fight and give everything on the pitch.
The Sky Bet Championship tenures of Charlton and MK Dons are on the line tonight. Both could be relegated in a full programme of matches. Among the other headlines, second place Burnley host Middlesbrough, who top the table. But Borough boss Aitor Karanka doesn't want to play up the importance of beating their nearest promotion rivals.
For us, it's another game. It's another game. We are in a really good position. We are playing really well. The lads are really, really confident, really calm, and thinking about the game.
If Middlesbrough do win, Brighton can move into the automatic promotion spots by beating QPR. Colchester and York City in Leagues 1 and 2 respectively are also at risk of being relegated tonight. And Danny Willett, the surprise winner of golf's Masters earlier this month, has joined the PGA Tour. The tour announced the 28-year-old has received a 5-year exemption on the US Tour, taking him through to the end of the 2020-21 season. That's your latest sports news, powered by Talk Sport.
Live from the Lion Cage at the Zoo.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes. Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Right, 3:05 then. Good afternoon to you. It is a Tuesday afternoon. And today on the programme, Taking our cue from the replica of the ancient arch destroyed by ISIS in Syria that's being displayed from today in London's Trafalgar Square, we're going to be doing our bit to show the terrorists that they can't win by joining in with that. We have got a couple of twins in the studio. We're going to be dressing them as towers later. Plus, we'll be making some paper mache journalists and building a model of the West out of Lego. It's from Lego's new capitalist infidel range. It's rebuilding things like the arch thing in Trafalgar Square Day, all day today on Talk Radio. Talk Radio. Okay, then. It's 6 minutes past 3 o'clock, and it's time for the big debate. Right then, time for the big debate here on Talk Radio. This is, of course, where we take the story, and a big, big, big story, and it is a big story. This, of course, and like Talk Radio does, we sort of set the story up, and then we have someone for it, and again, it's debate. It's how debate works, and it's on Talk Radio. I've just been talking about it now, but you'll have seen this on the news, I'm sure. The 5.5-metre high replica of the arch from the ancient city of Palmyra. Now, this was the UNESCO World Heritage Site, of course. The site contained the monumental ruins of a once great city, one of the most cultural centres, one of the most important cultural centres of the ancient world, art and architecture from the 1st and 2nd centuries, Greco-Roman techniques combined with local traditions and Persian influences. Now, there were more than 1,000 columns on that site, a Roman aqueduct and a formidable necropolis of more than 500 tombs, making that site up. And, of course, ISIS have destroyed that ancient site. They're recreating the arch, one of the arches, the Arch of Triumph, from it in Trafalgar Square, and then the replica will do a world tour. And the headline here, it's made by machines that have managed to carve the stone to the exact shape and design of the original arch, and that's based on 3D photographs. Now, there's a lot of controversy about this, of course, this afternoon, because a lot of people think that we shouldn't have shapes of any kind anymore. And on the line now, I think I've got Dom. Dom, are you there?
Hello, yes, I'm there.
Hi there, Dom. Dom's on the telephone, and you're on the telephone. You're against shapes, Dom, am I right?
I am, yes. I think shapes are just everywhere, and they're just so annoying. They just get right in your face.
Yep.
And they just, you can't get away from them.
You can't get away from shapes. Okay. No. I mean, what's your, let's be clear. Is it all shapes, Dom?
Yeah, I think it is, to be quite honest.
Okay. Well, I've got a list. Just tell me yes or no to the shape. Triangle?
No. 2.8.
Circle?
No. Too round.
Square?
No. Too square.
Rhombus?
What's one of those?
Rectangle.
No.
Parallelogram.
No, that's just a silly name. That's not a shape. Shape.
Trapezium.
Don't they do swinging about in circuses?
Kite.
Kite? That's a type of bird. Not a shape.
Convex hexagon.
Oh, yes, please.
Right. Well, listening to that argument on the other line is, I think it's Seb on the other line, is very much in favour of shapes. Seb, you're in favour of shapes.
Yeah, hi, John. Yeah, I absolutely love, I'm thrilled to bits because you've actually just mentioned three or four of my absolute favourite shapes. I love the squares.
Well, hang on, let me read the list and just give me a yes or no. Triangle.
Yes.
Circle.
Absolutely yes.
Square.
Yep. Square.
Rhombus.
I love rhombuses that are slanted to the right, not so much slanted to the left.
Okay.
Rhombuses. Yep.
Rhombi. Rectangle.
And oblongs.
Parallelogram.
Love them.
Trapezium.
Trapeziums, I absolutely love, and I completely can't understand where Dom's coming from with the swinging. I love trapeze artists. I love shapes.
Kite.
Yes.
Convex hexagon.
Yes.
Well, now, listening to that and still against the whole idea because he said no, is Dom. Still, are you listening to that, Dom? He said yes to the shapes that you said no to.
Well, I just can't believe it. I think the guy's mad.
He's calling you mad now, Seb. I mean, that's, he's saying you, I mean, I'll be honest with you, he's not the only one. We've got several texts coming in saying you are mad for liking shapes.
People have always said, since I was a little boy, people have said, why do you like shapes? What's going on there? Why, you know, who are you? But do you know what? I just think shapes, there's something about them, isn't it? It just gets you a little bit warm and fuzzy inside. And do you know what, John? There's one you didn't mention that I think is absolutely worth mentioning.
Go on.
Cylinders.
Yes. Yes. No, yeah. Actually, you're not the only one. Several people here have just texted the word cylinder.
Cylinders are awful.
Yeah.
No.
Awful.
No, no, no.
What?
You can't attach them together. You can't do anything with them. You just have to go in a great long line.
You couldn't be more. How could we fire on all cylinders without cylinders? That's what I want to know.
You want to come back from that?
No, we don't need to fire on all cylinders, do we? We just need to fire.
Some of us do. Some of us have high power.
We just need fire. Fire is great. Fire's fantastic.
Well, not without cylinders. It's worthless.
But apart from the fact that fire makes shapes, then no, fire's awful as well.
No.
You even go to nightclubs that people are making shapes. What's all that about?
Yeah. Throwing them. People throwing shapes. I mean, that's dangerous, isn't it? Isn't that dangerous, Seb, throwing shapes? I mean, people throwing shapes?
I personally try not to throw shapes, but I don't think you should, you know, write off all shapes just because a few people are chucking them about. You know, some people chuck hand grenades. We don't try and ban hand grenades, do we?
No, he's got a point, though, hasn't he? We don't try and ban hand grenades, do we? And they're more dangerous than shapes.
Well, hand grenades are shapes, and I think we should be banning them, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
So what you want a world without hand grenades? What are we all going to throw at each other in friendly riots?
We can throw bits of grass.
So well, look, I mean that's...
That this make any shapes whatsoever. It just goes bleh, makes you wet.
Gentlemen, it's a contentious issue, but as you brought hand grenades into it, let me... I'm going to give you a shape now, and I just want you to both react. Let's go Seb first, and then Dom. Here's a shape for you. Pentagon. Mm. Pentagon.
Oh, yeah? Yes. And the core of American defence policy.
Yes, so exactly.
All the more reason for shapes.
Yeah, and of course they invent hand grenades there, don't they? So...
Yeah.
You know.
Win-win-win.
Dom, I mean...
No.
What?
No? No. Pentagon is just full of more bureaucratic, hypocritical liars.
What should...
No, I don't like...
What shape... What shape... I mean, there are a lot of people saying that the shape of Pentagon is what creates liars, because it's a confusing shape, full of illusion. What shape should the Pentagon be?
No shape whatsoever.
No shape.
Because then that just creates more shapes, and it's just... Shapes aren't good.
Yeah.
Is Dom a terrorist sympathiser? That's what I want to know.
Oh, no way.
Well, they make shapes. He doesn't want the Pentagon anymore.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that he doesn't want the notion of the Pentagon. I think what Dom is saying, and sorry, Dom, if I'm putting words into your mouth, but I think what Dom is saying is the notion of the Pentagon is necessary, but it doesn't necessarily need to be housed in a Pentagon. Is that right, Dom?
Well,
that's right, yeah. I mean, you can have people creating defence mechanisms without the use of shapes.
Would you like the American military system to be more linear? Is that what you're saying? Sort of a kind of a long line of it?
A long line of it. A long line of everything. That would be fantastic.
Yeah. Just
that would never work. That would never, ever work. You couldn't have a linear defence system. Where would you put all your computers and your cannons? In a big long line? Ridiculous.
Well, for me, see, you've got it right there. Online. Computers are online. They're on the line. So it's
right.
All there.
He's right, though, isn't he? Seb or Dom now, I can't remember, but either way, we don't say, oh, I'm just going on shape, do we? When we're on the internet, we say, I'm going online, and that's a line isn't a shape, so...
The internet is actually widely believed to be an irregular octagon.
Right.
Yeah, that's science.
At some point, you can come up against the side of the internet.
Yes, absolutely.
I think you come up against the side of an internet when you've got all the Wi-Fi, which means it's everywhere around you. So there's no shape to...
Hang on, I've got to stop you there, because I'm with BT, and I've got, you know, hardly works at all, so, you do come up to the...
That's just shameless plugging of BT there, I'm afraid, you know.
I
have to just shamelessly plug EE, because I get fantastic Wi-Fi everywhere from them.
Do you? Well, let's shamelessly plug all the others as well. Cornelius, do you want to come in there?
I have terrible customer service from O2, John.
Do you? Yeah, and I've heard Vodafone. In fact, I'm going to say they're all equal, just to be legally compliant.
Can I just say
that
three of them...
I've got a question for you this. Now, again, I'm going to put this to both of you, and I'm not sure in what order yet. So, you know, like in ancient Japan, when there were concubines, right? And now what happened, what were concubines? What they did, of course, was they bound, didn't they, their feet into shapes. right? Yes. So my question is, and again, a lot of people are saying this on Twitter this afternoon, or and text to us. What if we bind everything? What if we pick one shape and bind everything into that shape? So animals, when they come out, we just bind them into a shape. Fruit, veg, pyramids, someone said, and people, and we bind all of those things into one shape that we decide on democratically.
I'm not sure that's completely in the spirit of what the ancient Japanese concubines were trying to do, because if you remember, they actually would bind things into different shapes. So some would be into sort of cones, some would be into sort of triangular prisms.
Yes.
So they bound into lots of different shapes. The idea of one shape, very interesting, but for me doesn't fully encompass the whole range and diversity of shapes that we so know and love.
If I was forced to make you choose, Dom, what shape?
I couldn't do it.
I know it's a difficult question. I know.
I love them all. No. It's Sophie's choice.
I'm putting this to Dom, who's against shapes. I mean, yeah. Dom, if I had to force you down the route of a shape, I mean, which shape would you want to see everything bound into? Or is that
I
just...
think it'd have to be a square. I do like my straight lines. So yeah. The one that kind of is a compromise for me, there would be a square.
Yeah.
But okay. Again, it's still a shape, so I'm still against it.
Let me ask you just some more while we're here. And again, this is a yes or no from you, Dom. Octagon?
No.
Heptagon?
No.
Ellipse?
No.
Crescent?
What?
No.
Cone?
Crescent?
No. Seb, same question to you. Again, yes or no? Octagon?
Yes.
Heptagon?
Oh, that's a definite yes.
Ellipse?
Don't get me started about ellipse.
Crescent?
Yes!
And cone.
Yeah, and croissant is actually the French for croissant, so
yeah.
In that sense, Dom is also now against pastries.
No.
We have got no time. Look, I know, we're not... Listen, gentlemen, I've got to stop you there. We are out of time. I mean, I know the pastry argument is another one, and maybe we'll take that on tomorrow. But for now, we've got to leave it, because we need to get through some of the reactions that are coming in. Big debate this afternoon for... and against shapes. That's Seb and Dom on the lines. Thank you very much for that. If you've got a reaction about shapes, you can react 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use at talk radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
If you go online. Not shape notice. I mean, that is interesting, isn't it? And the big question, of course, is, you know, without a circle, what would there be of life, according to that singer? It's 18 minutes past 3 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Over the last 5 years, I've learned that if I put my mind to something, I can actually do it. I've learned I can still impress my teenage daughter. I've learned that confidence is something you can get back. And I've actually learned that I am cleverer than I thought I was.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of decking, paving and fencing for your landscaping job. Stocked in store, always at low trade prices. Plus, with our range of external paint, we've got everything you need to finish the job. So, why go anywhere else? TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
Every approved used Jaguar comes with 2 years warranty. But at the Jaguar Approved Used event from the 14th to the 25th of April, on top of our competitive 10.9% APR representative finance, with Jaguar Privilege PCP, you also get a £1,000 deposit contribution across the range. So the Jaguar you've always wanted is closer than ever. Search Jaguar Approved Used.
Offer ends 25th of April 2016. Credits subject to status. Terms and conditions apply. Black Horse Trading is Jaguar Financial Services.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Traffic to the east of Carlisle in Cumbria is moving much better after earlier problems on the A69 through Heyton. It was closed both ways around the A689 but has recently reopened. There's reports of animals on the northbound M6 between 19 at Knutsford and 20 at the Lym interchange, so approach with care. The northbound M6 through Stafford is moving well. The breakdown near 13 for Stafford South has been recovered. Still busy through Guildford on the A31. This is west towards Hogsback because of roadworks, and barrier repairs continue to cause delays on the A31 through Stony Cross. I'm Jarena Adams.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
20 past three, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio then. I am John Holmes. And in the next 40 minutes or so, your chance to win some meat. And most people think I'm joking about this. Well, I'm not. Seriously, we have meat to give away. You can choose from chicken, beef or lamb. This afternoon, you can do it in a game of band or crap celebrity pet name. Because how better to celebrate Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's dog release from Australia apology story. Their dogs are called, what are they called?
Pistol and Boo.
So to celebrate that, we'll be playing a game of band or crap celebrity pet name, a crap name that celebrities have given their pets. If you'd like to do that, you can text us now. The lines are open. We'll be doing it in about 15, 20 minutes time. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's it. It's just a text thing. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And we will call you back if you'd like to play a game of band or crap celebrity pet name against Cornelius here.
Hey! Me, I'm going to be on the radio.
To try and win some meat. However, while you're doing that, reactions are coming in the big shape debate, of course. You were listening to Seb and Dom there. Things got very heated. Dom very much against the notion of shapes. Seb very much in favour of them. What reactions have been coming in, Cornelius?
Well, John, lots coming in on either side. Obviously, there's two sides to this argument, making the argument not a shape itself. But lots are coming in. Thing is, these days, prisms are like hotels has come in.
Yeah.
Carla says, it's hip to be square.
Yes.
Cylinders make awesome pipes, says John.
Well, that is true, actually. People were asking what use a cylinder was, and that's one of them, yes.
Yes, on. And Stu Wakely says, well, what about shapeshifters?
Yes, and... Again, we didn't touch on that, but I've got one here that just says, it's from Roy, it just says, this argument just goes around in circles. So, if you've got an opinion on anything to do with shapes, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Oh, the thing with the thing.
Twitter.
And that means it's time for this afternoon's Diversity Paper Review. If you are a regular listener, you will know that we are the most diverse programme in world broadcasting. And that is because we get the papers reviewed each day by a different diversity. Yesterday, it was a black diversity. Today, Mark joins us again, and Mark is a...
Brown.
Brown diversity. what have you got in the papers, Mark?
Something that caught my eye today was that a man has opened a real-life Star Wars Jedi training school which teaches kids the way of the Force, open brackets, had to use a lightsaber, close brackets.
It's the words real life at the front of that that arouse my suspicion, if I'm brutally honest with you. But yeah, they are, that's what it says. What, so...
So if you live in the Frinsbury Park area...
then which is very much, you know, like, you know, the Cloud City.
Yeah, it's exactly like Cloud City, more or less. You can take your kids down to... I'm trying to find his name and I've lost it now. Faisal Mines, who's a martial arts expert school, and they can learn how to use lightsabers.
Right.
If you want your kids to be equipped with that particular skill.
Of sort of sword fighting.
Yeah.
Given that lightsabers aren't real, and thus, I know kids, spoiler alert, and that your kid now trained in the art of sword smithery is likely to just beat people with sticks or something that they find close to hand. I admire the martial artist's technique of drumming up new business. Because, obviously, he's just gone, business is okay, but... Jedi training. That's what he's done. So
there isn't enough Jedi schools across the country, to be
fair. Well, there aren't. The problem is there are now Jedi academies.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Academies.
Because of the failing Jedi schools. By 2020, I think they've all got to become Jedi academies.
Yeah.
and be failing Jedi academies as well. So that's you know, and teachers rightly upset about that.
Yeah, the Jedi unions are up in arms about it.
Well, it's more work for them, isn't it? It's the paperwork, really. I mean, you know, kids, you know, misbehaving at school is one thing, but striking each other down.
They want less paperwork and more time to concentrate on the Force.
Fewer. Yes.
Sorry.
Yes. But yeah, striking each other down and making people more powerful than they can possibly imagine.
I've heard they're going to rebel.
Well, I think, yeah, and I don't blame them either, you know, frankly. It's an interesting story, but not interesting enough to dwell on. What's...
Moving swiftly on. Dolphins are key in the hunt for aliens. A scientist study marine
what
speech
are you on about?
For ET clues. Yeah, apparently,
yes.
We're, in our search for aliens, we've missed the trick by not kind of work with the dolphins.
Yes.
To effectively figure... If we can figure out what dolphins are saying,
yes,
then we might be able to hear for a different language up there.
Right.
I'll try and explain it a little bit better.
Yeah, please do.
Basically, we've got all these satellites across the world that are receiving stuff and noise from space.
Yes.
And it's quite possible that we're kind of hoping that they're going to speak... The noise is going to sound like a language, when actually it might just be a series of clicks, kind of like what the dolphins do. And that's what we need to try and look out for, but no one's thought about that at all.
You'd think they would have thought about that, given that, you know, the languages of animals communicating in different ways, whale song, clicks, as you rightly said. Yeah.
That's not to say any aliens are animals or savage in any way, but, you know.
No, you can't say that these days. Yeah. You have to be very careful about what you say aliens are, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
They've got the best lawyers.
Well, I know. And also, you know, your attitude's wrong. I mean, you know, it's not the 1970s, Mark, is it?
It's just abuse kicking down.
Don't say that.
Sorry.
About aliens anymore. Again, isn't that something Douglas Adams first posited as an idea, though, in the Hitchhiker's trilogy that was of five books, that dolphins were the key to understanding...
He may
life
have done,
the universe.
It's been a while since I looked at those
books. Yeah, me as well. I can't really remember the details, if I'm honest.
Yeah. Good books, though.
Moving on.
The third story I found is that the world's newest country is preparing to take shape.
Well, this is going to, you know...
Don't get started on shape.
You've heard the debate raging this afternoon, and it's brave of you to bring that in here. what shape is the world's newest country going to take?
It's unclear.
Right.
As it's going to be called the Free Republic of Liberland.
Liberland?
Yeah, which is... a bit of land in between Croatia and the Czech Republic.
Right.
Sorry, the Croatia-Serbia border.
Yeah.
But the guy who's doing it is a Czech guy.
What was there before?
It was...
Just nothing much.
No man's land.
So it's kind of like, if we like, it's a sort of geographical perineum.
7 square kilometres of boggy wetland.
Well, funny you should say that. But, I mean, isn't it? You know, because so you've got the bit between that bit.
Yeah.
The bit between that bit.
Yeah.
Underneath, that no one really knows what to do with.
No.
Right? That...
Yeah.
And you just basically turn it into its own land.
Yeah.
And that's what he's done.
Yeah.
So it's got to be an existing shape, though, surely. I mean, what's the...
It doesn't say. It just says all there is on it is one dilapidated building and an abandoned hunting lodge.
It's like your mum's. Cornelius.
Shut up.
She listened to this?
What?
Did she listen to this?
Well, I'm not listening.
Fair enough.
So I doubt she is.
Fair enough. Okay, when's this new country opening?
Basically, as soon as anyone decides to recognise it. I mean, in theory, we could just decide to recognise it now.
I've decided to recognise it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's it called again?
Free Republic of Liberland.
Should we go? Should we go to the opening?
Why don't we do the show from there?
Yeah, we should.
Let's take this show on the road to the Free Republic of Liberland.
There's a dilapidated building in Liberland that is just waiting to host the John.
Well,
Holmes
that's probably as
thing.
Equipped as this building.
I was going to say, I imagine their radio equipment is far better than the stuff that we've got, frankly, that doesn't work at all ever. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we should do that. Can I have that story?
Yeah, sure. There you go.
Cheers.
Yeah. There it is.
Hey, Asprod Cass. Asprod cast through the glass. Cast through the glass. Cast through the glass.
What?
Can we do this show?
No.
Right, it's... thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
That was today's Diversity Paper Review, and I think we learned a lot. It's 3:29, Talk Radio in the afternoon. It's Tuesday afternoon. Here's Victoria with news.
Talk Radio.
The Justice Secretary has given a speech saying the UK economy could thrive outside the European Union. Michael Gove insists Britain would become part of a European free trade zone in the case of a Brexit in June's referendum. But Conservative MP Damien Collins has told Talk Radio it's better to stay in.
It's also unlikely that any new deals we would strike separately would be better than the ones we get as part of the single market bloc. And the reason for that is, when the EU negotiates with major economies like China and India, it's doing so on the basis of representing a consumer market of 500 million people, the biggest in the world. The sort of deals you can get with that scale are better than the deals that any one country could get.
Junior doctors in England say they've made a clear offer to call off next week's strike as long as new contracts aren't imposed. The British Medical Association has threatened members will walk out next Tuesday, including those providing emergency care. Police are questioning a man in his 30s on suspicion of murdering a boy more than 20 years ago. Ricky Neave was just six when he went missing from his home in Peterborough. He was found strangled the following day. For the first time ever, the scale of sexual violence and bullying in schools is going to be investigated. A group of MPs is concerned teachers sweep the issues under the carpet. And Prince William and Harry have tried out lightsabers while being shown around where Star Wars is filmed at Pinewood Studios.
Not real.
Sorry?
Not real.
Which part?
Lightsabers.
They...
So we're just talking about it. There's a Jedi school opened up in the Dagobah system / Finsbury Park.
Oh, okay.
And we were just talking about how they're not real.
Lightsabers.
Yep, carry on.
So Prince Harry and William...
Not real.
They are real.
Prince Harry's not.
Why not?
John, let her finish.
All right, fine.
So they met the stars of The Force Awakens, including Mark Hamill, Daisy Ridley, John Boyega and Chewbacca. Harry,
tell us about the thing with Chewbacca again.
So, there are now two things.
Oh, good.
Harry has given Chewbacca a massive hug. There's pictures of that on the internet. But William stroked his head and said he can stop it.
I like that amuses you so much. So, read the sentence. William?
I haven't got it in front of me.
Prince William.
So... Chewbacca wasn't in costume at this point, and it was just his head, because he's not real. And William stroked it and was like, I just can't stop.
Can you just clip up Victoria saying, I just stroked him, I just can't stop?
I hate you! I don't even want to do the weather.
It's not real.
You're going to
the weather is real.
Go on then.
You want it.
Wow. Someone's got excited, haven't they?
Victoria, I'll try and help you, and then you come in here and you say things like that.
Can you read it?
The weather. Dry most places tonight, although there may be some nice rain. In the far north of Scotland, feeling quite cold, especially over here, with lows of 6 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Cass. Thanks, Victoria. It's Talk Radio.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 3:33. A lot of your reactions coming into Talk Radio this afternoon, as usual. What reactions do we have? You can react 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use the Twitter. Twitter.
Yeah, at Talk Radio.
Yep.
This is coming in. God Save the Queen has come in from the National Anthem.
Yep.
And ideas are more powerful than guns. We would not let our enemies have guns. Why should we let them have ideas? That's coming from Joe Starlin.
No, thank you very much, Starlin, for that. We'll be doing a game of band or crap celebrity name.
Pet name,
thank you. Next. Before that, though, I don't know whether you've seen any of the news. Okay.
I saw something I thought was news, but it turned out to
it wasn't.
Be the back of a door.
Right. Cornelius, have you seen any news?
I saw the news go past on a level crossing, actually, this morning.
Did it splash you?
Yeah, no, it was just very quick, though, so I couldn't really Yeah.
Right. It's quite complicated, the news, actually.
Well, that's the thing. Whilst I did see it, I just couldn't get my head around it.
Well, allow me to help you, because here is where, in the afternoons on Talk Radio, is where we simplify the news, and we simplify it down to the art and the form and the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Injunction celeb spends £1 million keeping world's worst kept secret.
Quick update, can we name them yet?
No, but
apparently
1 o'clock tomorrow. I read in the paper
yes,
today.
Yes, that could be the thing.
That'll be our show.
We could start
just
the show.
Make sure
by
you're
just
tuned in.
Naming the celebrity if we're allowed to do it because of the injunction.
So it could be. So stay tuned. Well, you don't have to. Just come back at 1 tomorrow.
That's fine. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, good. That's the news in haikus. I think we're gonna play a game. Of band or crap celebrity pet name. All right. It's 3:36 on a Tuesday afternoon. I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio, and it's where we give away meat. And as has been rightly pointed out, not just meat. We're not vegetarianists. You can also win a box of organic veg. You can choose from chicken, beef, or lamb, or a box of organic veg. Those are the, I'll be honest with you, budget-related prizes we have to give away here in the afternoons on Talk Radio. We'll be doing it today in a game of band or crap name of celebrity's pet. Now, ask me why.
Why?
No, put your hand up if you've got a question. Cornelius, you've got your hand up.
Yes. Why?
Because of Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, who did the terrible apology video about taking their dogs into Australia without the permission.
The War on Terrier.
And their dogs were called Pistol and Boo. Which is stupid. So we celebrate that now with a game of band or crap name of celebrity's pet. Let's find out whom out of the thousands of people who entered to play got luckily picked at random. Who's that on the telephone there? Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Ash.
Ash. What line are you on, Ash?
I'm on line 2050.
Is right, well done. what do you do, Ash?
I'm a student at Canterbury Christchurch, funny enough.
What? Are you? How
I
bizarre
am.
Is that? What do you study there?
I study, it's really important actually, American studies.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Good. We've got a Canterbury-based show today. Earlier, one of the bands we played was a Canterbury band. You're not in a band called, what are they called?
Moose Blood.
Moose Blood, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I'm not in that.
Okay, fine, just checking, otherwise that would be weird.
Yeah.
All right, well, good. Do you go and see live music, do you, in Canterbury, out of interest?
I do now and again. You might see a man in one of the subways.
That's
playing
true.
A violin or something.
I've seen him. He's good, isn't he?
Yeah.
Good. All right, well, if you win this, do you want chicken, beef, lamb, or organic veg?
I think it's going to have to be the beef. It's quite a popular one, isn't it?
It is a popular one, you're right, Ash. Okay, beef, you are up for. This is how it's going to work. I'm going to call out the name of things. They will either be the name of a band, genuine band, or the name of a crap celebrity's pet, or rather the crap name of a celebrity's pet. I'm not passing judgment on whether or not the celebrity is also crap. That's for you to decide. You'll be playing against paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
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 Are you ready to play Cornelius?
Yes.
Are you ready to play Ash?
I am.
Here we go. Asprodcast will be keeping score. All right, eyes down, gentlemen. Here we are. alphabetical order, Ash and Cornelius. Cornelius first.
Yes!
Matzo Ball. Matzo Ball. Is that a band or a crap?
I'm going to go for band.
No, it's the name of Adam Sandler's dog. Yeah. Matzo Ball.
You can tell because it's not that funny.
Jackie Lamb Chop. Jackie Lamb Chop. Ash.
Do you know what? I'm going to go with a pet. It sounds like something Paul O'Grady would use, a pet.
You're right, and you're in the right ballpark because it's Mariah Carey's dog.
Ah. Oh, close enough.
Stinky Whistle Teat. That's not a question. That's just your nickname around the office.
yeah, Naz. Whatever.
Stinky Whistle Teat.
Yes. Band.
He's a band. China Moondog, Ash. China Moondog.
That's got to be a band, some type of indie band or something.
You're absolutely right, it is, yes. Cornelius.
All right.
Cornelius. Band or pet. Ass Baboon. Ass Baboon.
Band.
Is a band?
Yeah, it wouldn't be a pet, Snake.
Chicken. Ash. Chicken. I know you went for beef, but chicken. Yeah, band or...
Do you know what? Oh, that's a hard one.
Yep.
I'm going to go with a pet name.
It's Naomi Watts' terrier. She calls it chicken. Tastes like dog. Honey Child.
Honey, yes.
Honey Child.
Yes, Sean.
Yes, it is.
Honey Child.
Just to be clear, that's not your nickname around the office.
I'm going to go for pet.
Yes.
Yeah,
do you want to have a guess?
Honey Child, I'm going to go for Iggy Azalea.
Yes. Her what?
Her fish.
No, it's Nicole Richie's Shih Tzu. Yeah. As opposed to Michael Jackson's Shih Tzu, which is where he kept Bubbles the monkey on his ranch. Soy Mile. No, Soy Milk. Beg your pardon. Soy Milk. Soy Milk.
Soy Milk. Band.
Gary Oldman's cat.
Oh.
Gary Oldman's cat is called Soy Milk. These are real, by the way. I'm not making this up. Demon Claws.
Demon Claws. Yeah. I'm going to go for Marilyn Manson's Chinchilla.
It's a band.
Oh.
Security, Ash. Security. Band or pet name?
Band.
Kelly Clarkson's Maltese.
What's a Maltese?
It's a sort of dog, isn't it?
Okay.
She calls it Security.
Really?
Perhaps there's a little joke there where she has to call Security. I don't know. Just guessing. Chewy and Stinky. Chewy and Stinky.
Band.
Christina Aguilera's two dogs. Genghis Khan, Ash.
I'm going to go, based on the other two, I'm going to go with a pet.
It is. Martha Stewart's dog is called Genghis Khan. Mr. Famous.
Band.
Audrey Hepburn's dog.
Oh, God.
Goatee McGoatface.
Oh, I really want it to be a pet. I'm going to go pet. Is it a pet? No, I'm going to go band. Band.
Well, it's neither, but what I was going to say was that no one, as far as I know, has a goat called Goatee McGoatface, but if you do have, it should be called that.
Yeah.
So if you are a celebrity with a goat, do get in touch and tell us that's what you've called it. Furry Foo Foo.
Band.
It's a band. Exactly right. I think they're a tribute to the Foo Fighters. They dress in animal costumes.
Oh, okay.
Bit.
Oh. Band.
No, it's Britney Spears' shaved chihuahua.
Ooh.
Bit. Sorry, once she's got out of a car. Kitty Purry. Kitty Purry. Kitty Purry.
Pet name.
Yeah, Katy Perry's cat.
These are really annoying.
Don't you, though? Genuinely, Katy Perry calls her cat Kitty Purry.
Oh, my God.
Finally, Ash, Camel Toe the cat.
Camel Toe the cat. I think my nan had that cat. It's a cat.
It's a band. It's a band. Oh, Ash. Wow. Oh, let's go to this. Let's go to Ash. Broadcast for the scores. Ash Broadcast, assistant producer. What are the scores on band or crap name of celebrity's pet?
This week, Cornelius managed five.
Thank you very much.
Strangely, did quite well on that one.
Yeah.
And Ash managed four.
Yes, which makes Ash the winner. Congratulations, Ash. Yay! Well done.
Thank you very
you
much.
Have won some beef. Well done. That is Ash winning beef on Talk Radio in the afternoons. It's 4:15. Here's some adverts.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Rivalries, rebellions and battles. War has been waged for the Iron Throne, which you can get with the new season of Game of Thrones from just £20 a month when you join Sky TV with the original bundle. And get a free 32-inch LG TV so you can see every battle and every betrayal. Seize your chance by April 21st. Search Sky Bundles. Sky. Believe in better.
Direct debit subject to status. Upfront £10 standard setup. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
News just in. You could win a trip to the Rio 2016 Olympic Games with Visa Contactless. Every time you touch and pay for anything up to £30 with Visa Contactless, simply enter online and you'll be in with a chance of winning. So whether you're buying chinos or your morning cappuccino, go cash-free and follow Team GB with pride at Rio 2016. Enter today at visa.co.uk/cashfree. Visa Contactless. It's the only change you need. Visa, worldwide sponsor of the Olympic Games. T's and C's apply. 18s and over. Ends June 5th, 2016. See website for details.
5 minutes. The time it takes to fill a crack in the wall. The time it takes to change the washer on a tap. The time it takes to make a cuppa. And the time it takes to use Screwfix's speedy 5-minute click and collect service. Order online and just 5 minutes later it's ready to collect from your chosen store. We have over 460 nationwide, so there's bound to be one nearby. Click and collect in 5 minutes. One more reason why those in the know Screwfix.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's congestion on the northbound M6 in Cheshire. One lane's blocked because of a breakdown between junctions 18 for Middlewich and 19 for Knutsford. The northbound M6 in Birmingham is struggling. Junction 6 for Spaghetti, 3 to 7 at Great Bar. Two lanes are out because of a vehicle fire. Queues are back to 5 at Castle Brom. Earlier problems on the M1 in Bedfordshire as F northbound queues from 9 at Redbourne up towards junction 11. Somerset's M5 queuing north past an accident near 20 at Clevedon. And barrier repairs on Hampshire's A31 in Stony Cross continue to cause eastbound delays. I'm Joanna Adams.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No, it's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, I am him. 3:48 now, and many, many reactions coming in. As you know, if you are a listener to some radio, you'll know that it's very much the home of reaction. If you've got a reaction, 87222, react in this
start
direction.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Use Facebook. We're on
Facebook.com.
Website, can you do that as well? Probably.
www.
What reactions are coming in, Cornelius?
John, lots coming in. I'm livid has come in from Pidge. Well, what do you expect from, when we such players in the arms trade has come in from angry and livid and says, well, what do you expect when we're such players in the legs trade?
Yes, well, it's all very controversial. I got no, that's ridiculous come in there. I absolutely think you should send them all back, and that's from clothes ordered from ASOS that don't fit. So that's right, music and animals this afternoon. I'll be honest, I almost forgot that we were doing this. But music and animals. Can't even remember why we're doing it, but it doesn't matter. What's come in? Music and animals. Let's have a look at this. MC Hamster.
God.
Like MC Hammer.
Yeah, yeah. And then what?
And a hamster.
Oh, yeah.
So did you get it now?
Yeah, now you've explained it fully. Yeah.
That's coming from Alan. Thank you very much. Music and animals. Jarvis Cockatoo.
That's probably the best one so far.
Yeah, good. No one asked your opinion. Spaniel Ballet. Now, what's your opinion of that? And now I'm asking your opinion.
Oh, she's gone on strike. She's gone on voice strike.
It's quite a hard stare she's giving there, isn't it? Brian Ferret.
No, you've ruined it now. No.
What have you got coming in, Cornelius?
Nixie has come on.
Nixie?
Nixie has said, catfish and the bottled-nosed dolphins. Very good. And she's also said, Fleetwood Louse Mac. Should have stopped with just catfish.
Yeah,
I think,
Nixie. Stopped on quit while you're ahead, really, on that one. Eel LO.
Could have just had eels.
They exist already. Beyonce.
She's known as Queen Bee, though, isn't she?
John said the Maccabees as well.
Maccabees.
We've also had Kasey Bee and.
Yeah, good.
From,
and Black Eyed Bees.
Black Eyed Bees.
Yeah, that
was earlier.
In. Yeah. David Cowie.
What? Okay, yeah.
It's actually David Cowie.
Yeah, Cowie. I'm just reading down the list here. The Notorious P.I.G. Animals music this afternoon on Talk Radio. And that's...
it's not the end of the show, though, is it?
Well, it's very nearly the end.
No.
Well, it's nearly... I mean, it's nearly...
Look. Dave's not here.
It's nearly the end of the show.
I'm in charge. You will do this.
I mean, what?
You need to... Look, here's
What is it?
I told you. You have to read it out.
It's a live read.
And there's the email that goes with
it. We read it out yesterday.
No, this is a different one.
I read out yesterday. I had to do.
I wasn't here yesterday. I don't care what you did. I was sitting exams.
Oh yeah, you were. How did they go?
I'm not sure. It's difficult to tell.
Was it? What were they in?
News reporting and news writing.
And it's
how does that help round here?
Well, it doesn't. I'm trying to better myself so I can get away from you and him.
You've only been here 3 weeks.
I know, and it's been awful.
Sound like you work with Julia.
No, that would probably be much better.
Yesterday's one was about. I read this out yesterday. I'm sure I did. It was about an app.
No, this is a different one.
Look at the email.
Yeah, it's got today's date on it.
Date. It's from Laurie. What is he again?
Laurie,
group executive
editor.
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
He's a boss.
Yeah, he's higher than you.
Most people are.
I feel like Con's on my side now.
It's tightest, doesn't it? Right, a read for today, please, for John. Did he send this to you?
My name's on the top of the email, of course he did. Yeah. He's not going to send it to you or Con, because Con will just delete it.
I heard yesterday when John read out a live read, if he could try and do it again today with more meaning... That would be good.
You need to stare, like, deeply into the microphone and feel.
I mean, I gave you quite a good shout yesterday, didn't I? I mean, the message...
I don't know, I didn't hear it. I didn't listen back.
I did it in a variety of voices.
You can't do voices, though.
I can do voices.
Can you do
what? All right, I can do Birmingham. Do you want me to do it in Birmingham?
Yes.
Okay, go on.
Do you want me to just read? I mean, it's the other thing it says you can try... You don't have to read it verbatim. It says you can, you know, live it, put some life into it. And I think that's what I did yesterday.
I don't remember reading that in that email.
No, that was what Dave told me yesterday.
Yeah. Ah, Dave lied.
The TalkSport app is the best way to stay connected to your favourite sports radio station. Whether you're on the bus to work or watching a kickabout in the park, the TalkSport app allows you to listen live 24/7 and get the latest sports news. Keep tabs on you. I don't understand a word this is saying.
Well, that's because you're saying it in Brummie.
No, it's because I don't know anything about sport. Keep tabs on your club's transfer gossip. Listen to live commentaries. And why am I reading this out on Talk Radio?
Because we got told to. I'm very much of the opinion of, well, we want our listeners. And
so why would we send them over there? I mean, by all means,
they do it for us.
Do they?
They don't, actually. They're kicking up rough about that.
There you go. Here's Sam Delaney.
So it's a war of attrition.
Is that?
Are we at war with TalkSport?
That's right.
Right, give it here.
It's war.
You don't need it.
Have you got a sting for that? An It's War sting or something?
It's war.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
I feel like I need to barrel roll with a pretend like gun and weapons now through the office, like a ninja.
Anyway. That's the best war soundtrack ever.
It's, I mean, do you know what any of these things mean? I mean, you've done TalkSport in the past, haven't you?
Yeah, I speak their language.
It says, well, explain this to me. It says, visit TalkSport.com/apps,
yeah.
Right, and make sure you don't miss a thing, whether it's a Mark Sagers moment.
Yeah, that's Mark Sagers just loses his temper really badly all the time.
Okay, fine. A dash of...
What's it called on this station when you do that?
A blast of brewer.
A JHB moment, yeah.
A dash of Durham.
Yeah.
Is that the place?
That's just because that's alliterative. There's no other point to that. It's just there's a man called Adrian Durham on the station.
Oh, right, fine.
I thought they were talking about the players.
Or a blast from Brazil.
That
again,
sound
just
very
Alan
clean.
Brazil yeah. is the breakfast host and yeah. blast. I don't know whether they mean flatulence. I would hope not, but it's quite possible, actually.
It is with him, certainly. I mean, they've gone for those three. I mean, you could have had a Hawksby and Jacobs jamboree.
Yeah, that would be lovely, yeah.
Well, I don't know why they've gone.
Sounds quite nice.
A Murray mint.
A Colin Murray mint.
Yeah.
Buttery, but fresh tasting, too.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. Well, look, I've done a live read. Have you got to do these as well?
No, I haven't been told, but who knows what might happen.
It is on an all-star for email.
Oh, okay, well, I'll give
you
it a good
do
go.
It now. Do it while we're doing
this. Get it out of the way.
Get it out of the way. Okay.
There you go.
The TalkSport app's the best way to stay connected to your favourite sports radio station. Whether you're on a bus to work or watching Kick About in the Park, TalkSport app allows you to listen live 24/7. Late sports news.
Cut us a bit about the blast.
Visit TalkSport, blah, blah, blah. Whether it's a Mark Sagers moment, dash Darren, a blast from Brazil. There you go.
Well done.
Well worth a listen and a download.
Contractually done. I hope the group executive director, Laurie, is pleased with that.
Mm. I'm sure he won't be, but...
Good, fine.
It's done.
Sam Delaney, what's on your show?
Michael Gove's been doing some funnies about Europe.
Yeah.
So that's good. We'll be talking about the New York primaries. We've got Bobby Mayer in doing our trending review.
Yeah.
We're talking about a hawk that is attacking bald men's heads. Are you familiar with this? It's a hawk eagle.
A Hawksby.
It's not a hawk, sorry. It's an owl. A hawk owl.
A hawk owl.
It's escaped from an owl sanctuary. This sounds so Partridge. It's beyond Partridge. But an owl has escaped an owl sanctuary in Exeter. And it's a vicious big hawk owl, and they're aggressive, and it has started attacking bald men's heads in the Exeter area. So if you're bald and in Exeter, just keep an eye on things, or just put a hat on.
Yeah.
Anyway, guess what? This is the best piece of production that's been done thus far on my show, possibly the station, I don't know.
Yeah, I imagine.
One of the guys, Ricky Freelove, has actually tracked down one of the victims of an owl attack. He said, I've got on my running order, it goes, owl attack baldy. And then it's got his mobile number.
So look, Cass, this is how you book guests.
Exactly.
Look,
come on.
The guests came through.
Pulled out all the stops.
Wow. Owl attack baldy.
Yeah, so that's good. That's big news.
I offered you that story this morning. You didn't want it. Wow. You wanted to go for stupid bio eyes.
You didn't phrase it properly. You just said there's a man who's...
I sent him a picture of an owl.
Yeah, that's not good.
And a headline.
I mean, really?
If you'd put the headline, owl attack baldy, and then his mobile phone number, then, you know, you got to sell these
I'd have been
things.
In there.
Yeah.
All right, good.
So, yeah, bald man, and I'm keeping my producer, which is good, because I was going to lose him. But the breaking news is I'm keeping him.
You're keeping Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Glad to hear it.
Best news, yeah, good for him.
All right, so Sam Delaney on momentarily. We'll be back tomorrow from... is he listening? I don't know. We'll be back tomorrow.
He's chuckling at all times, so he might be chuckling at what we're saying or just at something else that's happening. He never stops chuckling.
1 till 4, tomorrow afternoon, Sam Delaney next. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.